760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Still reeling in Amish country.
I can't believe this happened.
A country schoolhouse massacre.
These victims were shot execution style in the head.
The fallout from Foley.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are trying to limit the damage.
And Americans win the Nobel Physics Prize.
It's kind of exciting, even if I did get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The tragic toll from yesterday's bloody shooting spree at a one-room Amish schoolhouse has grown. Now there are five dead victims of a local man who killed them before he took his own life. Here's CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania.
Two students died overnight, the latest a 7-year-old girl. She was pronounced dead at 4:20 this morning, her parents at her side. Authorities say as for the surviving students, they're all in bad shape.
CBS News correspondent Peter King has more for us in this live report.
Why this school? Pennsylvania Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller.
It was a target of opportunity. It was a place where he could locate victims in the age group that he was looking at.
School safety expert Kenneth Trump says parents can no longer say it can't happen here.
It can happen in a one-classroom Amish rural community. It can and will happen anywhere in the country.
He tells the CBS Early Show a vigilant school is a safe one.
It happens by making sure that the first and best line of defense is a well-trained, highly alert school staff and student body who are aware to changes in behaviors of other students, as well as strangers who are walking around in the parking lots and the hallways of our schools.
I'm Mark Knoller, traveling with the president. Wanting to be seen responding rapidly to the latest school shootings, President Bush ordered members of his cabinet to work on ways to put an end to episodes of school violence. A spokeswoman aboard Air Force One told reporters that the Attorney General and Secretary of Education will convene a conference on the subject next week with parent groups and law enforcement.
The bloodshed at the Amish school has traumatized adults, and it certainly could have that effect on children, says C.T. O'Donnell of the group Kids Peace. What are the signs?
You'd want to look for signs or physical symptoms like stomach aches or headaches or excessive worrying, trouble sleeping, nightmares.
It's the scandal that's rocked the highest levels of the Republican Party, the fallout from ex-Florida Congressman Mark Foley's sexually explicit emails to male pages. House Speaker Dennis Hastert expressed his outrage.
I have known him for all the years he's served in this House, and he deceived me too.
But Hastert's leadership is being called into question. The conservative Washington Times newspaper is calling in an editorial for him to step down. And as CBS's Bob Fuss reports, leading House Democrats are irate.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi is demanding that top House Republicans be investigated and questioned under oath. She says parents across America have a right to know, quote, how could Republican leaders choose partisan politics over protecting children? And the only Democrat on the three-member panel that oversees House pages is furious, too. He says Republicans knew about suspicious emails from Congressman Foley last year and never told him.
One former page quoted by the Los Angeles Times says soon after he arrived in the summer of 1995, he was warned that Foley had an interest in male pages. Another former page, Blake Yoakum, says that interest was well known.
Congressman Foley was the winner in knowing the most pages and knowing them on a first-name basis.
Foley's attorney insists his client is not a pedophile. It's a bigger bite out of the paycheck. Census Bureau figures show that in all but one state last year, homeowners spent more on their to keep a roof over their heads than they did 6 years ago.
If you live along the coast in places like California or Florida or the Northeast, this is a especially difficult problem.
Economist Mark Zandi.
Many first-time buyers are completely locked out of this market and will be until housing values come down and we get somewhat lower interest rates, which probably won't be for another couple, 3 years.
And it's affecting life in other ways. We're live with CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, the high cost of housing is one factor that's actually driving Americans' commutes?
Driving them away from work, Nick. Because people are finding cheaper housing away from cities in places where there are no buses, no public transit, their commutes are getting longer. And in an effort to beat the traffic, people are getting to work earlier, a lot earlier. In sprawling, congested places like Phoenix, half of the workforce arrives before 7 a.m., compare that to the nationwide numbers, barely more than a quarter of us get to work early. Nick?
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. On the heels of another school shooting, we are learning more about the Platte Canyon High School shooter. A Green Mountain man says he was involved in a road rage incident with the gunman who killed a student, then himself in Bailey. John McDonough says he didn't know who it was until he saw Dwayne Morrison's gold Jeep on TV. McDonough says it happened in August at the intersection of Quebec and Montview.
Gesturing wildly, swerving around, coming out real close to my bumper in a car larger than what he was driving. It was scary.
McDonough, talking to 9 News, said he snapped a few pictures of the Jeep in case the situation got worse. The plates on the Jeep in McDonough's pictures matched those on Morrison's vehicle. A woman and 3 9-year-olds did not come home from a hike near Independence Pass last night. Rescue teams are working the area in the dark this morning with fresh snow on the ground. It fell overnight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Well, traffic's rolling along pretty nicely. All good. No major collisions or other delays to contend with. We did have a bad wreck early morning hours, northbound 25 near Orchard, also overnight construction in that area, but everything has been cleared back to normal, traffic flowing well. Remember the work we do have off the highway along Quebec between Orchard and Barrie, still down to one lane in each direction. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
After 7 o'clock this morning, I'll sit in for Jerry Springer. You can still be a part of that show, by the way, which I kind of failed to mention this yesterday, and I want to mention it again today. You can be a part of that show simply by just calling a different number. It's toll-free. You don't have to pay for it. And if you want to write this down or just keep it someplace, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And that's it. Just use a different number. Yesterday, I noticed while doing the first hour of Springer's show that the regular lines here, the 303-713-7600 numbers were ringing. And we can't pick those up because we don't have any way to put them on. The show originates from Cincinnati. And what we do is we just send audio down the line from here to there. And then they redistribute it out again to his affiliates. So that's how that works, and that's why the phone here doesn't work. So you got to call 1-877-345-3779 after 7 o'clock. And it's a great honor to sit in for Springer. But you know the other part of it is? It's not as fun as just doing a local show here for 4 hours, just talking to you. I get a bigger kick out of that. We've got a good show, though, this morning. We're going to talk about the Mark Foley situation, which continues to unfold and spread damage. We're going to talk to my buddy Rich Masters, who is the managing director of Corvus Communications, and we go to him quite often about this stuff. He one time worked for U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. And we'll ask him what he thinks the political damage of this is going to be. Then we're going to talk to Melanie Sloan, who was just on here a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago. She's Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW. They've asked the Justice Department and the FBI to get involved in Foley's email situation. And we'll talk to her about what she hopes to accomplish on that. And then we're going to be joined by Richard J. Whalen. He's a conservative GOP member of the Nixon administration who reports in the latest edition of Nation magazine on the growing discontent among military generals who are speaking out against the incompetent civilian leadership orchestrating the war in Iraq. You know, stuff is getting leaked all over the place. These guys are speaking out, and the military is not happy. You might remember that we had retired Colonel Sam Gardner on here. And even he was talking about the fact that the NIE and that other things that have gotten leaked because people inside the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies are not happy with the administration. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll do what we do every Tuesday, which is we'll check out how the media has handled both Bob Woodward's State of Denial book. Bob Woodward was on Larry King last night. I didn't see it. And also the Foley incident. We'll talk about that with Paul Waldman, who is the senior fellow for Media Matters for America, and we'll get his take on it. Speaking of that, Media Matters for America tracked this and got it, and it's on their website, and we stripped it and want to run it. This is... Okay, let me preface this by saying this to you. You know I don't listen to right-wing talk radio. And it's not because I disagree with them. It's because they go to such insane lengths to make their case. And this comment by Limbaugh is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Now, you got this guy Foley, Congressman Foley. He's in trouble. He sent inappropriate emails to this teenage page. There might have been more than one. But think about this for a second. If you were a parent and some 54-year-old man, or 52, however old he is, sent an email to your 16-year-old son and asked, can I have a picture of you? What would you think? Isn't that a red flag for something going on? That's a red flag for something going on, right? Meanwhile, these clucks in the GOP, the Values Party, they just ignored this. And to give them credit, and to give the GOP credit, and to give conservatives credit, there are conservatives who are outraged by this, who genuinely are outraged. I mean, the Washington Times has got an editorial this morning asking for Dennis Hastert to step down. So there are conservatives of conscience out there who are coming forward and who are speaking and who are saying that this kind of stuff is bad and that Hastert should step down because he bungled the thing. And I think it goes beyond Hastert. I think it also goes to Boehner and to Reynolds. But anyway, this is Limbaugh speculating to his audience, and you got to believe that the people listening to him, what, 80% of them? 85% of them? They probably hear this and think, yeah, this makes sense to me.
I'm just thinking out loud here. What if somebody got to the page? So, you know, we want you to set Foley up. We want you to do a little titillating thing here, keep it and save it and so forth. How would you get a kid to do that? Yeah, who knows? You threaten him or pay him. There's any number of ways, given the kind of people that we're dealing with and talking about here. Now, folks, I don't want to be misunderstood here. I'm not trying to mount any kind of a defense. That's a bad word. I'm not trying to get into a defense of what Mark Foley did. Please don't misunderstand. I'm just telling you that the orgy and the orgasm that has been taking place in the media since Friday and with the Democrats it's all coordinated, and it's all oriented toward the election. There's no concern about the kid, no concern about the children. There's not even any real problem with what Foley did, as we've discussed. In their hearts and minds and their crotches, they don't have any problem with what Foley did. They've defended it.
All right. Have you ever defended that kind of activity? I never have. There's no problem with what Foley did. That the media response has been orchestrated by the Democrats? Well, you've got conservatives. You've got conservatives who are speaking out on this issue. Nobody I know of from the DNC, and nobody that I know of, went to them and said, hey, we need for you to talk about this. They did it on their own. I'd like to ask Mr. Limbaugh, like to ask Rush, who wrote the Washington Times editorial today? And where does he get off of this thing about we've been defending it all along? Well, the extreme right wing in this country equates the idea of going after children and being a pedophile with being gay. That's where he's coming from. That's what he's talking about. And Tony Perkins said it last night on the CNN, too, that... And Matt Drudge tried to make this point, and so did Bill O'Reilly, that, oh, they wouldn't go after Foley because they didn't want to be accused of gay bashing. You know what? Sex between two consenting adults, whether they are of the same sex or the opposite sex, is one thing. That's legal. Sex with a child, with a minor, is illegal. But these guys are trying to smear all this together. Incredible, isn't it? Isn't that incredible? 619, 19 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin along with you, 303-713.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Hey folks, it's Otto, official spokesman for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What if somebody got to the page? So, you know, we want you to set Foley up. When you do a little titillating thing here, keep it and save it and so forth. How would you get a kid to do that? Yeah, who knows? You threaten him or pay him. There's any number of ways, given the kind of people that we're dealing with and talking about here. Now, folks, I don't want to be misunderstood here. I'm not trying to mount any kind of a defense. That's a bad word. I'm not trying to get into a defense of what Mark Foley did. Please don't misunderstand. I'm just telling you that the orgy and the orgasm that has been taking place in the media since Friday and with the Democrats it's all coordinated, and it's all oriented toward the election. There's no concern about the kid, no concern about the children. There's not even any real problem with what Foley did, as we've discussed. In their hearts and minds and their crotches, they don't have any problem with what Foley did. They've defended it.
How many Republicans are under attack? How many have had to resign? How many of them have ethical difficulties, Rush? And no one is defending going after a minor. and a predator mentality that Foley allegedly shows here. 6:24, 24 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the high today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And this is a local part for this week of the show. Then after 7 o'clock, I'll be sitting in for Jerry Springer. And you can call me at 1-877-345-3779 if you want to get in on what's going on after 7 o'clock. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada who wants to talk about this. I got some stuff about Mad Tommy Tam Credo too to give you, but let me go to Marshall. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I think you're giving these Republicans that have come out and said something about Hastert way too much credit, because what's really going on is this is a group of congressmen in that are smelling the blood in the water, and they're looking to capture the leadership of the GOP. That's all they care about. And I guarantee this group of this group, I can't remember their name, that's what's going to happen, is they're just looking to knock off Hastert, not because they care about doing the right thing and protecting the pages, but because they want the leadership in the GOP. And that's all they're concerned about. And that's why they waited until almost, five, 6 days later after the story broke to even say anything, because the writing's on the wall. Hastert's going to have to, have to step down, and they might as well benefit from it. And the rest of these, self-righteous groups, they're nowhere to be found. It's only this little select group of congressmen that I think are doing this for their own little power play.
Well, I wasn't referring to individual congressmen, although there's some out there like Christopher Shays, but I don't think Christopher Shays is of Connecticut is interested in ascending to the position of speaker. But I was talking about conservatives conservative organizations like the Washington Times, the editorial this morning, resign, Mr. Speaker. There's a couple of other conservative organizations out there that are that believe that Hastert ought to resign. One of them is headed, or co-headed, I guess, by Michael Reagan, the conservative talk show host. So there are some out there. Sure, there's going to be some out there also who are going to want to, use this as an opportune time to be able to advance their own careers. And I also think that there are conservatives out there who are genuinely, and I'm talking about now out in the public, who are genuinely horrified by this and are, that they're freaked out by it. Now, how much damage this is going to cause? Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, we'll talk to Rich Masters about this next hour, about what he thinks will happen and about how much fallout he thinks there's going to be. But I don't think you can paint like all people on the right with the same broad brush, just as you don't want to paint all people who are progressives or liberals with the same broad brush. We disagree with them on the course the state, our communities, and America ought to take. Don't you? You would agree on that.
Senator Hillary Clinton has long...
You would agree on that, but...
Well, absolutely, but,
But some of them do have... You have to admit, a lot of them do have conscience. They just don't agree with us.
Why did they wait so long, then?
I think the waiting so long, though, is tied up with three key people. Tied up with Hastert, tied up with Boehner, tied up with Reynolds.
I'm sorry, I don't trust these people, especially after they hissed Nancy Pelosi when she wanted an investigation for this, and they were playing games, we need to wait, let's not, jump to any conclusion. All Nancy Pelosi wanted was an investigation, and they hissed her on the floor.
Well, they're wrong. I agree there. I mean, I think they're absolutely and completely wrong, but the nugget, the key, the thing that needs to be talked about is the fact that the GOP has moral leadership problems in the Congress, and that these folks that are involved in this, Hastert, Reynolds, and Boehner, ought to get out.
Yeah, I just think it gives the impression that, Republicans are policing themselves in any way, shape, or form.
No, I never said that. I think there are Republicans out there who had no idea this was going on, that they had no clue that this was happening, that they're not happy about it, that they are horrified by it, to assume that every person who is conservative or to assume that every person who allies themselves with the GOP has no conscience and walks lockstep, that's the same kind of stereotype that a lot of these right-wing talk show hosts, a lot of these hardcores, that they lay on us. And I think that when you and I have disagreed on stuff, I mean, I think we prove flat out on a daily basis here that we don't walk in lockstep, yet you and I still want to go in the same direction.
Well, we understand that we're Americans first and Democrats are progressives second, and I think...
Absolutely.
I think that's a huge chunk of the Republican Party that's forgotten that.
I think you're right, and I think they need to be reminded of it, and guess what? We're just the people to do it.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Marshall, have a good day.
You too.
Okay. I know, because I know there are conservatives out there who don't like this, who think it's wrong. And not every conservative out there, your friends, your neighbors, not every one of them is in a policy position. But don't you find it interesting with this going on? Tom Tancredo, Mad Tommy, is commenting about immigration and is commenting about what's going on with alleged illegal immigrants, quote-unquote, in the city of Denver, but has nothing to say about what's going on with his own leadership in Congress. I'll talk a little bit about that, too, coming up. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7. If you want to get in on this conversation, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. I'm not that aggressive this morning in taking phone calls. I don't know why. I'm just not. Anyway, let's take a look at our second look at traffic this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you were 16 and I were an adult and we were having an email conversation and I asked for your picture, what would you think?
Well, when I was 16, I'm not sure. Maybe I would have thought that was okay. I don't know.
No, you wouldn't have thought that was all right.
I don't think it's okay now.
You think I'd be you would think that this old man was being a horn dog.
Yes, I think it's appalling. I really do. I think the whole situation is just terrible.
Did you read any of the emails?
I heard some of them on television. Yeah, nasty, really icky.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yes. I totally agree with you on this, Jay.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Having said all of that, now let's see if we agree on traffic.
Okay. Well, so far uneventful. Nothing major to slow you down around Denver. We do have a wreck way down south I-25 near Meade. Looks like it's not a major spot at all for backups. Freeway's just getting busy, as usual, along 270 through Commerce City. We have the normal buildup now southbound 25, 104th to 84th. I-70 up to speed around DIA and out of Wheat Ridge. For downtowners, looks like it's all good for you. Southbound 25, just heavy volume now. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76. Right now it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, they're celebrating October with a haircut sale. Get into any of the 50 metro area salons for a fantastic haircut and shampoo massage at their always great value or for special pricing. Look.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Allows us to help you fight in ways never thought possible until now. It's our Make Love Happen guarantee. If you don't cure someone with bachelorism within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Please, think of the men. Visit Match.com today, the number one site for love. See site for details.
6:33, 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can instant message me at am760.net. Let me talk to you about my friends at Rocky's Autos, and they are my friends at Rocky's Autos, and I do talk about them a lot, and I'm proud to be able to talk about them. They're Colorado's number one volume dealer, reason being their diverse, large inventory, over 500 units of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they've got every make you can think of, everything from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And it's just unbelievable, the selection there. Their matching down incentive is going on now up to $1,500. You put down $15, they put down $15. You got $3,000 towards the purchase of your next vehicle. They're family-owned and operated, and they've been that way since 1982. You go out there, you'll see what I'm talking about. They do operate as a family altogether. And Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Best thing I can tell you about them is that we have bought from them, that our friends have bought from them, and that I recommend them. I highly, highly, highly recommend them. Go out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Al Shear, the Al Shear brothers. Either one of them will take care of you. Spanky Herrera will take care of you. Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Jim Monroe, Maryland's illegitimate brother, Johnny Mays, all of them working out there work very, 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 very hard to help you out. There's over 100 employees out there. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. And pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve, he handles that. Or the other thing you can do is just look at the inventory. But I suggest you go out there. Rockies Autos are located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 636, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 77. And coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll do the Jerry Springer Show. You call me on another number, 1-877-345-3779. And we're talking about the Foley thing again this morning. And as I said, Mad Tommy Tancredo, rather than talking about the leadership at his own party, has asked Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper to adopt tougher police policies when it comes to dealing with suspected illegal immigrants. The request came in response to revelations that former Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter, now a Democratic gubernatorial candidate, allowed plea bargains with illegal and legal immigrants that let suspects avoid deportation. If you look closely into this, you'll see that some of those cases were there was evidentiary challenges that were part of them, that the plea bargaining in all of the cases that Bill Ritter handled were less than 1% of these. Less than 1% of these had to do with illegal immigrants. This whole thing is, you've even got Republicans who are crying foul on this. Larry Anderson, the Republican district attorney in Larimer County, said every jurisdiction finds some statute that carries the level of punishment they think is appropriate. It's not factually based, but it allows the parties to arrive at what they consider to be a fair result. Don Quick, who is the Adams County District Attorney, he's a Democrat. He agreed with his counterpart. Pleading to something that doesn't fit the facts happens all the time, said Quick. But is Tommy Tancredo, is Mad Tommy focused in on the fact that his leadership in his party, in his Congress, is morally bankrupt? No. Mad Tommy's sending letters to a city he doesn't live in a district he doesn't represent. I believe Diana DeGette is the congresswoman from that district. And once again, Mad Tommy is flapping his lips and wasting taxpayers' time. Man, if you live in Tommy's district, you don't vote for Bill Winter, you're crazy. All right, let's get on the phones. We're going to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, a quick comment. That recording he played of Rush Limbaugh, I've heard some contemptible stuff come out of that guy's mouth, but that had to be the worst. I've never heard him go so far over the top. I mean, what's wrong with that guy? And I mean, That's desperate. That's some sick stuff there.
Desperate.
Yeah. Gee whiz. The other comments I had about Hastert, I wanted to say I commend the Washington Times for going after him, and I say go Tony Blankley or whoever it was who wrote that. I think that's great. And as far as what Marshall said, you know, if they've got ulterior motives for eating their own, I really don't care. You know, the bottom line is people like Hastert and Boehner need to go just because they're bad people. You know what I mean?
Oh, I would agree. Yeah, but they're obviously bad people. Hastert always has been, and yes. Boehner is, you know, is a poster boy for ethics problems. I agree 100% on that.
But I wanted to make a couple other quick comments, if I could, about some stories I heard last night on the radio. One, did I hear that that somebody went into the records of the White House meetings and proved that Rice did have a meeting on July 10th with Kofor Black and those? You know, there was a story in Woodward's book about them having a meeting, and they went to Rice and warned her about that we were under an imminent threat of attack, and then she said, "Oh, I can't recollect whether I met with whether we had such a meeting." And am I right that they?
There's a story today. Is today the second? Today's the third. So it's from yesterday, in the New York Times. Records show Tenet briefed Rice on Al Qaeda threat. A review of White House records has determined that George J. Tenet, the then director of the Central Intelligence Agency, did brief Condoleezza Rice and other top officials on July 10, 2001, about the looming threat from Al-Qaeda, a State Department spokesman said on Monday. The account by Sean McCormick came hours after Ms. Rice, the Secretary of State, told reporters aboard her plane that she did not recall the specific meeting on July the 10th, 2001, noting that she had met repeatedly with Mr. Tenet that summer about terrorist threats. Ms. Rice, the National Security Advisor at the time, said it was incomprehensible she'd ignored dire terrorist threats 2 months before the September 11th attacks. Mr. McCormick also said records show that the September 11th Commission was informed about the meeting, a fact that former intelligence officials and members of the Commission confirmed on Monday. When the details of the meeting emerged last week in a new book by Bob Woodward of the Washington Post, Bush administration officials questioned Mr. Woodward's reporting. Now, after several days, both current and former Bush administration officials had confirmed parts of Mr. Woodward's account.
Yeah, I think that's an important story that needs to be out there. You know what I mean? Because they tried to sweep that under the rug and say, no, you know, that didn't really happen. You know, the fact that it did happen, I mean, they need to be called on this. That they totally dropped the ball for September 11th.
Well, I would agree. And a Gallup poll shows that the majority of the people in this country blame the Bush administration, not the Clinton administration.
And that's good. And one last thing, Jay, real quick. Did I also hear yesterday that Bill Frist called or suggested that we put the Taliban back in charge in Afghanistan?
That we incorporate the Taliban in the Afghanistan government.
I mean, is the absurdity of the Republican government, does it know no bounds or what?
I don't know. I don't know what laughing gas he was inhaling, but he certainly was inhaling something. All right, Ron.
Thanks, Jay.
Take care. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
The Republicans have a perfect out on this. They could just say that President Clinton was responsible for what Mr. Foley did.
And how would that be?
Well, they say everything else is Clinton's fault. Why not this?
Well, they would draw a comparison to the Clinton-Lewinsky situation, but they've got one tripwire that they can't get past.
Yeah.
Monica Lewinsky was an adult.
Right.
Foley was fooling around with 16-year-old boys.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, it's ridiculous, but they, you know, Hastert, despite the fact that he's a Republican, he seems one of the more benign Republicans. I think if he gets replaced, they'll just put somebody worse in.
He's a pretty corrupt guy. Crew pointed out the fact that he made that road deal, which enriched himself, and he's overseen and gone along with these terrible, all the terrible, terrible legislation that they've enacted from alleged immigration reform to the yanking of our civil liberties to direct support for George W. Bush's insane course of insane way of stay the course. I mean, he's been involved all of this stuff.
He's just less vocal than, he doesn't say things that are so outrageous.
Well, he said outrageous things. He said things like, for instance, that it seems to him the Democrats want to coddle terrorists.
Has he?
Yeah, sure, he's made those statements. Yeah, he's a thick-necked, pencil-neck geek.
I think Boehner is worse, and I'm just afraid that if we get rid of Hastert, we'll get Boehner.
Well, I think Boehner and Hastert both ought to go.
Yeah.
And so should Reynolds.
Why not?
I mean, anybody who's involved in this ought to be kicked out because they obviously didn't handle it correctly. They obviously knew that this guy was doing it, and they didn't do anything about it. But that's just so symptomatic of the leadership of the GOP. And then you've got people like Mad Tommy Tancredo, who's so interested in what's going on in the city of Denver. That's not his congressional district, but has his office issued anything about what's going on with his own party leadership? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. So you got to take that for what it is. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know what? I'd love for somebody to explain to me why it is Mad Tommy thinks that that he has a right to comment or has a right to send a letter, once again, one of his famous public letters, to the district attorney, Mitch Morrissey of Denver, and to get into this whole discussion vis-a-vis Ritter's record when he's got problems of his own, basically with his own party leadership, and he won't do anything about that. Hey, Mad Tommy, how do you feel about this whole Foley affair? Did you know Mr. Foley? Do you have anything to say about that? Do you find that disturbing? Maybe it would be nice and refreshing to have you say something except beating your one agenda drum all the time. Also, Marilyn Musgrave, who claims to be very moral. Marilyn, what do you have to say? Marilyn Manson Musgrave, what do you got to say about this whole Foley affair? Care to speak out on it? 7:46, 14 away from 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jerry Springer Show coming up at the top of the hour. You call me at a different number. Right now, though, you can call me at 303.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Now, weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76. Currently, it is 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get your graduate degree from the experts. The University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center awards more graduate degrees than any other university in Colorado. Visit cudegrees.com.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher, and credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all of your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust the results you'll get. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to the program. It's not going to last long, so call right now. And they'll be with you every step of the way from the beginning to the close. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last long. So don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Call now.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 77, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And the Jerry Springer Show coming up at 7 o'clock. I'll sit in for Jerry. You can call me on a different number, 1-877-345-3779. If you want to be a progressive talk star, go to am760.net, and you can check that out and get all the rules and enter, and good luck, and hope you win. And I'm just checking here to see if I got any instant messages at am760.net. Here's one. I called the show, but my phone died. Sorry. Well, that happens. Over the weekend, the group was claiming that the families of these children asked them not to do anything about these allegations against Foley. Are they still claiming that? As far as I know, one family did. And why in the world would that be a compelling reason to let this behavior continue? And that's from Barbara. And Barbara, I think it's really a good question. And it isn't a compelling reason to let it continue. And Hastert and those folks should have done something about it. Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I think this is just one more example of how the Republican Party is maintaining power to maintain power. It's all about power. And it's not so much what Foley did necessarily. I see that's reprehensible, but knowing about it and not doing anything about it, that's even more reprehensible, because that speaks to maintaining power, and that's all they're about. And it goes even deeper than just the Hastert and leadership there. If the party itself does not ask for their resignations to get this right, then the power, the party is only about maintaining power. And that is a very, very scary situation. We have a time right now in 2006 to turn it around. And I would ask everybody who's listening, go out door to door. Do whatever you can. But we've got to turn this around. I believe we're in jeopardy of losing our democracy, and especially at the federal level.
No, I don't know if we're in jeopardy of losing our democracy. I think we're in jeopardy of losing civil liberties, and we already have lost civil liberties. And I think that you're correct in what you say about that they are only interested in power. And I also believe that you, myself, or anybody else could look some of these folks in the eye who have supported the GOP and have backed them because they're the so-called quote-unquote values party, and we can ask them, what kind of values are these, and do they think that they got sold a bill of goods? If you look And I saw Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council on the tube yesterday. And, of course, he's following the line of trying to make excuses for the GOP by saying that, by trying to equate pedophilia with homosexuality, which has nothing to do with each other, and trying to say that, well, they didn't go after him because of the atmosphere today and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I would sit down and I would challenge him on that, and I would also challenge him on the idea that this party, the GOP, the quote-unquote Values Party, has basically, the Family Values Party, has basically delivered very little to these folks, so they've gotten used. I mean, what have they gotten out of this administration? Is taking people's sons and daughters in an illegal war and getting them killed, is that a family value? Is cutting back on school protection, which federal dollars on school protection have been cut, and now we have these shootings around the country, is that family values? Is this whole Page incident with Foley, is that a family value? I mean, we could go on and on and on. These people have been sold a bill of goods, and the egg's on them. Now that what they need to do is they need to wake up and realize that they went down, they took the wrong course.
The Christian conservatives, in a word, have been used.
Yeah, hoodwinked.
Used.
Joke's on them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate. A lot of these people are very good-meaning people, but they have to look at the larger issue, and they have to actually face the reality of what's actually occurred. And what's occurred is that their support for what they are looking for, which combining church and state is something that I stand very strongly against, but what they are looking for, they are not getting from the Republican Party. The Republican Party is taking their vote and doing something else with it.
Taking their money and their time and their effort. That's the biggest thing they're doing. I mean, they brag about how they're the quote-unquote shock troops of the GOP and that they're out there operating the ground machinery to crank out the votes. And what they're doing is they're putting time in for people who basically use them, abuse them, but never deliver anything that they promise.
Yeah, these people are blindly following, just blindly following whether they produce, whether they are moral people. Whether they're people who are worthy of being supported. Would Christ be authorizing and saying, "Oh, this is okay"? Would Jesus be saying, "Oh, what the Republicans are doing right now with covering up essentially pedophilia, that's okay? There's no problem with that." And yet the Christian right, they go out marching to their orders, and why? Why don't they see what it is that they are actually following, what they're supporting? Because it isn't very pretty.
Well, maybe what's going to happen out of this is maybe they're going to take a step back, and maybe they're going to realize, and maybe they're going to take a good hard look at the fact that they've been sold a bill of goods, and maybe they'll come to that realization about it, and maybe they'll do something about it. I don't know. And how much political fallout this is going to have, I have no clue. I just don't know. We'll have to wait, and we'll have to see. And I'm like you, the whole leadership ought to be gone out of there. I'm with you 100,000% on that. Dwayne, thank you, man.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Okay, have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, coming up, we're going to do the Jerry Springer Show. Call me at a different number, 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. And we're also going to talk to Jerry Springer this morning, too, at around 8:30 about Dancing with the Stars and how that's going, along with a whole array of other guests. But the number to call is 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
hotel availability.
In my hand,
I got my travel itinerary.
In my hand, I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC mobile access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Your network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Byron Pitts in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. Two more students died overnight. The latest, a 7-year-old girl, was pronounced dead at 4:20 this morning, her parents at her side. That brings the death toll here to 5 students and the lone gunman dead. Authorities say 32-year-old Charles Roberts entered the Nickel Mines Amish School Monday morning intent on mass murder. In his possession, 3 loaded guns, a stun gun, 2 knives, and 600 rounds of ammunition.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. With President Bush described as deeply troubled by the school violence, the administration plans a summit to discuss the rash of shootings. School safety expert Kenneth Trump says parents should pressure school administrators to have safety plans.
6 months or 6 years down the road, if we don't have another incident, we'll fall back into complacency and the it can't happen here mentality.
Next week's White House conference will include law enforcement and education experts.
I'm Frank Sedapani. Democrats fired the opening salvo. Now House Speaker Dennis Hastert's under attack from the normally friendly Washington Times. It says he should resign as Speaker for not acting decisively on ex-Congressman Mark Foley's suggested emails to congressional pages. A spokesman says Hastert won't step down. CBS News political correspondent Gloria Borger says it's a bad time for Republican leaders.
They don't want to be asked questions about how the party of values and how a party who talks about moral values can have let this issue go on for more than a year without doing anything about it.
Some car buyers may be wondering what happened to that great deal they thought they were getting. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Well, Frank, all the paperwork that comes with a new car also comes with a price as high as $900. According to the Wall Street Journal, and it's all perfectly legal thanks to laws in about 30 states that let dealers charge more for registration, tags, and titles. So why the higher price? With lower profit margins and more turmoil in the auto industry, dealers see processing as a profit center. Consumers are fighting back, though, with class action suits. Some states are working to cap those charges.
Have bomb, will test. North Korea, which has long claimed to have nuclear weapons, says it's going to conduct its first nuclear test. It doesn't say when. Too much food, not enough exercise. Dr. Russ Pate at the University of South Carolina says that's why a third of the 12 to 19-year-olds in his study failed a treadmill fitness test.
The concern is not only for their current health, but for their long-term health. Kids who are not fit are very likely to become adults who are not fit either.
Saddam Hussein will have to wait to learn his fate. The verdict in his first trial, scheduled for the 16th of the month, has been postponed. George Smoot of the Berkeley National Laboratory and John Mather of the Goddard Space Flight Center will share the Nobel Prize in Physics for their work on the Big Bang Theory. S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event, with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Right now, buy 4 select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100, or an iPod Nano. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury Dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673, or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have a couple of wrecks in bad spots, southbound 25, right in the downtown area near 38th. They do have that pulled off on the shoulder, however. Southbound 225 near Iliff is cleared, but we're getting very busy there. We also have an Aurora Street, Service Street collision at Mississippi and South Moline. It doesn't look good. It's right in the intersection. Setbacks now on the ramp eastbound I-70 to Quebec due to a problem. Be prepared for slowing back to I-25. And 270 just full up now through Commerce City. We have the normal buildup, southbound 25, 104th to 80. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, looking for a high of 76. Tonight, isolated showers ending, low clouds and fog developing, low of 46. Right now, it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At CB and Potts, the Mix and Match $8.99 lunch features over 60 different combinations. Healthy, convenient, and fast. Choose from soups, salads, sides, and sandwiches every Monday through Friday. For lunch, meet your friends at CB and Potts restaurants and breweries.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
Six minutes after the hour of, whoops, I can't give the time, that's right. I'm so used to doing that. 6 minutes after the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. How in the world are you? This is day number two. Okay, I got to explain this to my local listeners. Here in the Denver, Boulder area. You can call me at 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. Everybody else, you can call me at 1-877-345-3779 or 1-877-34-JERRY. And we're going to talk to Jerry, as a matter of fact, coming up in about an hour and a half. We'll talk to him about Dancing with the Stars and how he's doing on that show, a show which I indicated yesterday I have never seen. Although I got a bunch of emails from folks who said, oh, you ought to watch it. You really like it, and it's fun, and it's interesting. But I'm just not much of a TV person, and I keep thinking that by saying that on the air over and over again, and I do say it a lot, that I'm coming off as being some kind of intellectual snob. Or culture snob, and I'm really not. It's just that I don't have the time. I mean, about the only television I watch, and I was having lunch with a listener who was a winner of a contest here locally yesterday afternoon, really a nice lady, and we were talking about this, and about the only show that I watch on a regular basis is Keith Olbermann's Countdown. And I might catch a little CNN every once in a while in the afternoons. But that's basically about it. And then the talking head shows on Sunday morning, and then that's the end of it. And I might watch a movie that I've TiVo'd. But I don't see much of commercial TV, so I don't know what goes on out there. And I don't mean to be a cultural snob. I don't mean to be one at all. I'm not trying to portray myself as being one. I do know folks, though, who do not watch any television, and as a matter of fact, have no cable, have no access to broadcast TV. They don't see their local news. They don't see any cable news. They don't see anything. And all the news they get is out of the newspapers and off the Internet. And the woman I was talking to yesterday at lunch said that she doesn't watch any television and has no television set. How many of us could stand a life like that of not having any TV? Well, if you're into sports, that would be a no-no because you wouldn't be able to get away with that because you'd want to see the playoffs, right? You got the playoffs in baseball coming up. Football's underway. So you'd want to watch some of that. So you couldn't get away with not having a television set under those circumstances. I'd much rather do without a telephone than a television set. I don't want to receive calls from anybody. I'm antisocial. And it seems like the phone always rings when you're right in the middle of trying to see something on TV. Then the phone goes off. And also phone solicitors. And there's an organization here in Colorado, a political organization, a 527 called the Trailhead Group, which not only has a long history of distorting facts and lying, but they make these robocalls and have been making them for a long time where a pre-recorded voice calls you up and then smears the candidate who's running for the state legislature or for Congress or for the Senate or whatever the case may be in your area, and then you have to listen to that. Now, truth and disclosure, I have done robocalls. I have made a robocall recording for a woman by the name of Molly Cullum who's running for the House. I think it's District, I can't say 36, I can't, it's 39, I don't remember the district, but she's a really good person, and I hope she wins. So I've made those calls. So some of you who are in that district may get a call with my voice on it, and, oh boy, what is Jay doing calling my house? And in the middle of dinner time, too. But I don't know that they're running the calls at that time. And at our house, we go to bed early, simply because I get up early, so if anybody calls at like 15 after 7 or 7:30, that's entirely too late. But it also shows why I don't see much television. Okay, coming up today on the program, and we got a lot of stuff to talk about, coming up in about 10 minutes, I believe, we're going to talk with Rich Masters. Rich Masters is the managing director of Corvus Communications. Prior to joining Corvus, he served for more than 6 years as a top policy communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. He is a Democratic strategist. He's kind of our go-to guy, and we'll have him on to assess the damage of what he thinks the damage is going to be over this whole entire Foley, Mark Foley email incident. Then, coming up on the half hour, Melanie Sloan, Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW. They're the folks who put out that list of the most corrupt congresspeople every year. They've written the Department of Justice, Inspector General. They've written the office to ask for an investigation into why the FBI failed to begin investigating Representative Mark Foley's emails to a former House page as soon as the Bureau learned about the emails in July of 2006. And we'll get more about that from Melanie. And this gets into the whole thing we were talking about yesterday about who knew what, when, and why wasn't anything done about this. And then coming up at in the second hour of the program, we're going to talk to Richard J. Whalen. He's a conservative GOP member of the Nixon administration who reports in the latest edition of The Nation magazine on the growing discontent amongst military generals who are speaking out against the incompetent civilian leadership orchestrating the war in Iraq, and people even inside the military and inside the intelligence agencies are unhappy with what's going on. That's why the NIE and some of these other things are being leaked out, because they want desperately a change and they desperately want a shift. So we've got all that on tap. Plus, I also want to talk to you about the school shootings, which have been going on, and we had another one yesterday in an Amish community in Pennsylvania, and the idea that we really have no concrete plan to keep our schools safe, plus federal school funding for school safety has been cut, not increased. The amount of money that the feds give your local school has gone down, not up. And I also want to examine the question of, and it's pretty open-ended, it's pretty broad question here, about why this country is so violent, and about the idea that under the Second Amendment, we all have a right to own firearms, particularly if we don't do anything illegal with them. And I have wholeheartedly endorsed the Second Amendment most of my life. But when you see things go on like what went on in Bailey, Colorado, when you see things go on like what went on yesterday, when you see things like what went on in Wisconsin, you start asking yourself a couple of questions. One, does the Second Amendment come with strings attached to it? In other words, the right to regulate and the right to police who can and cannot get guns. And are there too many guns in circulation in this country? Because if my memory serves me correct, for instance, here in the Bailey, Colorado situation, that gun, the gun that was used there was bought legally. And the idea that people who have what I consider to be mental health problems, I mean, after all, this shooter yesterday, okay, he goes into this Amish school, little one-room schoolhouse. He doesn't have any connection to those kids at all. He's got no connections to that school. He's not Amish. He doesn't live in that community, really. And what ends up happening is he goes in there and he kills those kids. And he does it because he's got a 20-year gripe, a 20-year grudge that he feels has never been settled. Might have been the loss of his own daughter. Who knows what it is, because he's not here to tell us. And the idea that that's how you work these things out. Now, when we had the first school shooting here in Bailey, and I'm not talking about Columbine, because I went through that too. I was on the air here when that happened. But when we went through this last one, I got on the air and said, hey, I think that one of the problems we have in this country is no lack of focus on mental health. And I got a pretty lukewarm reception to that idea. But you know, if we're going to have a Second Amendment and we're going to honor the Second Amendment, then we need to do other things to make sure that the people who do own firearms under their rights under the Second Amendment, that they don't have any mental problems, and that mental health is killing this country, and it's costing us a ton of money, and it is something that no one ever talks about. I don't think anybody from this administration has said anything about it the whole time they've been in power. Not one word. All right. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the Radio.
Keep the emails coming. Jerry@springeronTheRadio.com.
This is former Congressman Mark Foley. I am not a pedophile. I just have a drinking problem. I only ask young boys about their penal size and details of how they masturbate because I had a few beers. Fill me up with a bunch of Sprites and I'm as good a man as Michael Jackson.
How's anybody going to hear if you don't say it? 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the Radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Well, we have a number of problems to affect your drive now. Heavy traffic along eastbound I-70. We had a snag right near Quebec. A two-car crash had your exit ramp blocked there. Looks like we have another possible wreck in that area. Collision southbound 25 approaching 38 out of traffic lanes, but the stop-and-go kicked in there back to 58. You have a lot of company now on 225 in Aurora with intermittent delays southbound all the way from Alameda to I-25. You also need to watch out for a new multi-car crash. Police and rescue are responding to northbound 25 south of Highway 7. We also had a pretty bad collision at the intersection of Mississippi and South Moline in Aurora. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, still mild, scattered showers by afternoon, looking for a high of 76. Isolated showers tonight, low clouds and fog developing, 46. Currently it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU. Evenings are online. Attend an open house October 10th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
Hey, Chuck. What's up?
Just reading my voter guide. Here.
Some good choices.
The petition process made them possible. I support our rights to petition and vote.
Me too. Who doesn't?
Politicians, judges, special interests. They keep trying to kill it. That's why Amendment 38 is called the Petition Rights Amendment.
Sounds good. What's it do?
It protects our right to petition government. Simpler rules, all on one page, shorter ballots, November elections only, fewer lawsuits.
Lawyers must hate that.
So do politicians and lobbyists. The best part of 38 is we, the people, could petition local governments.
You mean we can't now?
Nope, not even our own county. Take a look.
Thanks. I'll take a good look at Amendment 38. Petition rights, letting us vote. Who could object to that?
Made by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
Hey, there's great news about LASIK in Colorado. LASIK at Spivak Vision Center is now a covered procedure under your Flex Medical account at work. You know, your cafeteria plan. And because it's now covered under your plan at work, you save up to $1,000 off your taxes. Combine that with a $1,000 savings from our fall LASIK special, and that means you can save up to $2,000 off LASIK at Spivak Vision Center. It's our biggest LASIK savings of the year by far. But there's one problem. The sign-up deadline for your plan at work is strictly limited by the IRS, and you can't afford to miss this opportunity. So please call Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020 today to save up to $2,000 on LASIK. Don't miss the $1,000 savings of our fall LASIK special and your chance to save up to $1,000 off your taxes. For your biggest LASIK savings of the year, up to $2,000, call Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio, 1-877-34-JERRY. Let's talk to my good buddy Rich Masters. Rich is Managing Director of Corvus Communications. Prior to joining Corvus Communications, he served for more than 6 years as top policy and communications advisor to U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. And Rich, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jay.
All right. If you were advising the GOP, what would you tell them now? I don't mean, we shouldn't laugh, but I mean, it's like, oh my God, can you imagine?
Man, it's that old adage, you know, they've dug themselves a hole and they just keep digging. It's just, it's truly amazing. I mean, you know, at this point, they just need to, you know, duck and cover, hope that, Americans are so put off by the lurid, gross nature of the whole Foley scandal that they just say, you know, the heck with this, because they are in a real situation now, and it's not just the lurid emails. It's the Republican response to it. I mean, good Lord, even this morning, the Washington Times
yeah,
is calling for Hastert to resign, and, you know, the truth of it is, Denny Hastert is a former high school teacher and coach. If anyone knows how impressionable 15, 16-year-olds are, it's him, and for him to say, well, they seemed innocuous, the kid himself thought they were sick. How come Denny Hastert didn't, you know? And if ABC News can uncover the more lurid IMs, the House of Representatives with subpoena power certainly could have.
Well, there's a whole question not only about Denny Hastert and about the fact that yesterday he was, flip-flopping around in his explanations, but also about what Tom Reynolds knew, about, what he told people, about what Boehner knew, what they told people and why they didn't stop this guy. And there's reports that they knew, you know, as early as last year that this stuff was going on and that nobody said anything to anybody.
No, and as a matter of fact, there are three people. There are two Republicans and one Democrat on the House Page Committee. Two of the three people on the committee that oversee Pages had never heard of it until last Friday. That's a disgrace. It's a disgrace for Denny Hastert, the Republican leadership. I mean, they made a conscious decision a year ago to protect their majority instead of protecting the Pages. And, I mean, that was it. I mean, when these emails first started coming out last spring, keep in mind, Denny Hastert was faced with scandals all over the place from, you know, Tom DeLay and Bob Nye to all the rest of those clowns, Duke Cunningham. They thought, listen, we can't handle another one. So, you know, let's just turn the other way and hope that, you know, these overly friendly emails are what they're calling them now, is the worst it's going to get, and that everyone's going to forget about it because we can't lose that seat. We don't need another scandal. Well, here's what happens. What goes around comes around. They buried it, and now it's coming up, 5 weeks before the election.
All right. Political fallout. You've even, as you pointed out, you've got the Washington Times. You've got other conservatives who are coming forward complaining about this, saying that Hastert should resign, that there should be a closer, wider investigation into what happened. But what's the political fallout now that we're 4 weeks away from the election?
Well, the political fallout, I mean, you know, today there are Republican strategists now that are admitting, not on the record, obviously, but, you know, the front page of the Washington Post this morning says even Republican strategists now are conceding that, you know, a third to a half of the 15 seats that they're worried about are probably gone, and the others are significantly more in jeopardy because of this whole sordid incident. I mean, it's the whole combination of it. It's not just this. One member won't affect another, but the entire combination of incompetence and corruption of the Republican leadership, you know, is gonna collectively take, you know, a toll at the polls. And keep in mind those last few week advertisements now. Are going to look something like this. You're going to have Tom DeLay's face scroll across. You're going to have Bob Nye and Jack Abramoff and now Foley and Hastert and the rest with a simple thing. Had enough? You done? You know, let's start anew. And, you know, it's going to be a tough campaign. I mean, they have, you know, significantly done more to hurt themselves than Democrats have. And so Democrats just need to keep running positive campaigns, and we're going to win. We're going to win. Now they're conceding that we may have a better shot at the Senate as well.
You think we're going to win big?
Well, it certainly feels like it's that tidal wave kind of happening, and it just depends on what happens the next few weeks because we don't, you know, so much of this is out of our control. You know, incidents in the Middle East and Iraq could, you know, right now look like they're going to make things worse, not better, but you never know. You know, again, security is going to be an issue in the last little bit. And so I think that right now we are headed for, you know, and even Republican strategists are admitting that it looks like the House could be gone, and if it continues in the way it is, the Senate could be gone as well. Right now, every analyst says it's 49-49 with about, you know, with two or three other seats that are just too close to call. So we're going in the strongest position as we've gone into any election, you know, in the last 10 years.
Rich Masters on the Jerry Springer Show here, Democratic strategist and with Corvus Communications, the managing director, and we're talking about the whole Foley email fallout and the political fallout from it, and what's going on across the country. Some of these issues that are debated during the campaign are extremely hard for all of us to understand or grasp on. But this thing with the emails is easy for everybody to understand in that it's just wrong.
Well, it is wrong, and it is one of those things that you know, goes right to the heart of what I think Democrats have been saying for a long time, and that's that the leadership, the Republican leadership, clearly cares more about partisan politics than they do about average issues. And if you go down every single solitary issue, they put politics ahead of the American people. And you know, this is just a stark in your face reminder of that. I mean, you know, the popularity of those Dateline shows, those where you have lurid emails and the predators go into the teenager's home and then the correspondent walks out. I mean, the popularity of those people, Americans shake their heads at that kind of stuff. And now you have a U.S. congressman who was engaged in something fairly similar. And people can starkly see it. And more importantly, the problem for them is the cover-up. Again, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up.
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right. That's the same thing that got Richard Nixon in trouble. Rich, good to talk to you again, and we'll keep our eyes open and see what happens, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again before Election Day. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. There's Rich Masters, who is a Democratic consultant and managing director of Corvus Communications. Coming up next, Melanie Sloan from Crew, and we'll talk about what she thinks of all of this. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And this is Springer on the radio.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why?
Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Very messy drive up north, especially police and rescue responding to a possible rollover crash northbound 25 just south of Highway 7 in Broomfield. You want to watch out for a lot of activity off on the shoulder as well. Good time to avoid eastbound lanes of I-70. We're clearing two separate problems, one at your Quebec exit ramp, a hit-and-run crash there, and the other, a collision right near Pecos, getting the backups now to Sheridan. If you're driving to Boulder, the turnpike affected near Cherryvale had two cars get together. Eastbound lanes, of course, catching the heavy backups from Federal to Pecos. No problems right now, though. In and around Boulder, the diagonal looks good. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler. Still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon. High of 76. Right now, it is 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Bojo's introduces the Pizza Parade. Bojo's is premiering 15 new specialty pies. Try the incredible Sea Dude, which includes ranch dressing, smoked salmon, and bacon, dude. The Pizza Parade features all-you-can-eat pizza, soup, and salad Monday through Wednesday for only $7.99 with special pricing for the little guys. Bojo's gives you over 50 choices of the freshest meats, cheeses, veggies, and sauces. Experience the Pizza Parade today, now through October 4th. Go to Bojo's.com for all of the Pizza Parade details.
Experience the most remarkable 48 hours in the history of Hyde Park. Announcing Hyde Park's 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center. Join representatives from Rolex, Cartier, Breitling, Tag Heuer, Bedar, Chopard, and many more that will assist you in finding the perfect watch. For this event only, Hyde Park will feature rare and exclusive timepieces, including the Cartier Jeweled Watch Collection, the new Breitling Flying Bee, Coram's hand-painted collection, and be the first in the nation to see the new Ebel 1911 chronograph. Watch enthusiasts won't want to miss the newest designs and limited editions from the world's finest watchmakers, including Patek Philippe, Gerard Perregaux, Jaeger LeCoultre, and more. Choose from hundreds of timepieces available only during this two-day event. Don't miss the 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday at Hyde Park in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Do you really know who you're voting for? Don't be fooled into voting for one of those lying hypocrites, scumbags. When you call in your vote on Dancing with the Stars, make sure you know the truth about some of the contestants. Why doesn't that football player come clean about his off-the-field behavior during the 90s? On the gridiron, he might have been going fast forward, but he never rewound the movies he returned to the video store. Is that the example you want your kids to follow? And what about that former kid TV star? Why did he shave his head? Wonder if he's been checked for any lice lately. Would you keep everyone else at risk by voting for him? And oh, that country singer sure sounds nice, looks pretty. But sticking up out of her purse, did we see the corner of a Dixie Chick CD? And the rest of the contestants. You know they're all sleeping with the judges. They're all unfit to win Dancing with the Stars. Except for one. The one and only Jerry Springer. Internationally known television star. Former mayor of a heartland city. The man who's helped America see itself. When you vote on Dancing with the Stars, make it count. Send a message to those other candidates kissing up to corporations and big money. Vote for Jerry Springer.
I'm Jerry Springer, and I had nothing whatsoever to do with this message.
Paid for by the committee to keep Jerry looking like a dork for as many weeks as possible. Tucker Carlson, Chairman.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Good morning. 35 minutes past the hour. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And we'll be talking to Jerry in about an hour from now. Right now, we're going to talk to Melanie Sloan, Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington Crew. They have written to the Department of Justice Inspector General's office to ask for an investigation into why the FBI failed to begin investigating Representative Mark Foley's emails to a former House page as soon as the Bureau learned about the emails back in July of 2006. On July 21st, 2006, Crew received a set of emails allegedly from Representative Foley to a former House page, which it sent to the FBI later that day. The emails are posted at www.citizensforethics.org. And Melanie, good morning and welcome again to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Or I should say welcome to Jerry's program. But this is your second time in a couple of weeks on with me, and it's good to have you on. Now, did somebody anonymously send you these emails?
A congressional staffer gave them to a third party who gave them to us, thinking that we would know best what to do with them. And we did. We thought we should send them to the FBI.
So you forwarded them to the FBI, and did the FBI ever get back to you? Did they ever acknowledge receiving them? Did you ever get any contact from them?
Yes, I actually spoke with an FBI agent. I told the agent I was sending the emails, then I emailed them. Then the agent called me and confirmed that the agent had received the emails and understood them to be emails from Congressman Mark Foley. So it was perfectly clear what they were, that the FBI understood what they had. I didn't expect to hear from them after that because the FBI as a law enforcement agency isn't going to start telling a civilian what kind of criminal investigation they're undertaking.
Then lo and behold, on Friday, last Friday, this whole thing blows up. Then what did you think?
Well, on Friday when it blew up, after ABC released the email or did a story on the email, we sent a letter to the House Ethics Committee asking for an investigation into Representative Foley. This was before he resigned. Those email that I had were not sexually explicit and did not indicate actual criminal activity. I had sent them to the FBI because I thought there was the possibility of criminal activity. But based on those emails, I thought, well, now that they're out, we should send them to the Ethics Committee and they should at least investigate Representative Foley's unethical conduct. Then the much more graphic, sexually graphic emails came out, and Mr. Foley resigned. And we found out only on Monday that the FBI was now beginning a preliminary investigation into the matter, meaning that they did no investigation whatsoever when I sent them the emails back on July 21st.
Could it be that they didn't do anything about the July 21st emails because they felt that they weren't severe enough to warrant an investigation, or were, in your mind, were they severe enough? In other words, did those emails contain, for instance, the message of him asking for a picture and stuff like that?
They did. The FBI now is saying that those emails didn't show criminal activity. But I have to say, this Department of Justice has made focusing on child predators one of the centerpieces of its work. This is what Alberto Gonzalez has announced. I'm a former prosecutor, and when I read those emails, those are not simply overly friendly. As conservative commentator Babe Buchanan has said, they had predators stamped all over them. Normal 52-year-old men do not send emails to young men with whom they're barely acquainted, asking what they want for their birthday and asking for a photograph. those are the kind of strategies generally in used by child sexual predators who use those kind of statements to entice a child into further contact. And the FBI, of all places, knows that. And that's why you take those email and you think, okay, we potentially have a problem here. We should be looking into it. And that's why yesterday my organization sent a letter to the Department of Justice Inspector General to ask why the FBI didn't look into this. The one FBI agent that I talked to is not the person who made the call here. That person would never have been able to make a call that we should investigate a member of Congress. Somebody higher up made that decision. So the question now is, did some political appointee quash an investigation into a powerful member of Congress who was the chairman of the Missing and Exploited Children's Caucus, who was an ally of this administration, and did they decide to protect a politician rather than children?
39 minutes past the hour. Melanie Sloan of Crew on the line with me. See, I didn't know that the emails that you had the request for a picture and about what do you want for your birthday. And you'd think at least that with the FBI having that in their hands, and I agree with you that that's a red flag, a huge one, you'd think that they would say, okay, look, here's what we'll do. We'll set up a sting, and let's see how far this goes, and let's see what we can come up with. Yet they basically didn't do a thing.
That's right. And one of the things that's most disturbing is that Mark Foley has now had plenty of time to destroy evidence. ABC released its story on Thursday night. The FBI announced that it would begin investigating on Monday. That gave Representative Foley an entire weekend to destroy his hard drive on the personal computer that he no doubt has. And I personally, as a prosecutor, would have wanted to see that hard drive to see not only what emails he's been sending, but what kind of Internet sites he's been visiting.
All right, so let's recap this real quick. And I'll just ask you some questions here. Do you think that Hastert, that Boehner, and that Reynolds engaged in a cover-up of this?
I absolutely, without any question, think they engaged in a cover-up. They were more interested in protecting a member of Congress than in the children in their care.
All right. Do you believe that the FBI, or maybe I shouldn't say the FBI, the Justice Department might have had something to do with the FBI's inactivity in this case?
I think it's quite possible. To my mind, it is inexplicable why the FBI, which says that it cares so much about catching child predators, would have let go a potential predator. I can't understand that and think that an investigation on that matter is imperative.
All right. Where do you want to go from here with this?
I want to see an outside counsel appointed by the House Ethics Committee to investigate what all the top leaders in Congress knew, when they knew it, and why they didn't turn the information over. And I want to see an Inspector General investigation of the FBI to see why they didn't follow up on this matter. The American people deserve the truth and to know that Congress and the FBI really are more interested in protecting kids than in politicians.
Boy, you think you'll ever get that, though? This Congress strikes me as being a Congress that is not into protecting investigating themselves, or more into protecting themselves, and that the Ethics Committee more or less has become a joke over the years.
The Ethics Committee absolutely is a joke. There is no more ineffectual committee in Congress than the Ethics Committee, which is why I think they need to appoint an outside counsel, a former prosecutor who can come in and has no political agenda and will just really look to get to the bottom of this. I think this scandal may be big enough that it may rock the congressional world and force them to take the kind of action to look into their own conduct in a way that they have not previously. I mean, it's very rare when you'll see a newspaper as conservative as the Washington Times calling for the resignation of the Republican Speaker of the House. This is a very big deal.
Boy, I certainly hope you're right. Melanie Sloan, Executive Director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, Crew. You can go to their website, citizensforethics.org. Melanie, thank you for being on the Jerry Springer Show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay. It's 42 past the hour here. And you want to talk about this? Want to talk some more about this? 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the Radio.
Tonight, vote to keep Jerry dancing with the stars. 800-868-3411.
This is Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh, never mind. Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Get the good stuff.
Even with today's high-tech engines, an oil change every 3,000 miles is still the most important maintenance you can do. It improves fuel economy and dependability and helps you avoid costly repairs. And right now at Napa, you can get Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $2.39 per quart. Plus, buy 6 quarts and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
If you're driving to Boulder, two-car mishap at Cherryville adding to the congestion. Eastbound lanes heavy as well there, and again, federal to Pecos. Up north, of course, police and rescue still dealing with this possible rollover crash northbound 25 south of Highway 7 in Broomfield. You want to watch out for a lot of activity off on the shoulder. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76. Right now, it's 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Referendum I is simple. It gives same-sex couples rights and responsibilities for matters like hospital visitations, funeral arrangements, and property inheritance. It's now marriage, it's basic legal rights. Vote yes on I, paid for by Coloradans for Fairness Committee.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds and never felt hungry.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-300-0507. That's 1-800-300-0507. 1-800-300-0507.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. We're talking about the Foley fallout. Do you buy his idea? Do you buy his excuse about alcoholism? Boy, they're always under treatment, aren't they, when they get into trouble? That's number one. And then the other thing about this is I wonder how much political damage this whole thing will have. Let's go to Bradley, who's on a cell phone in Illinois. Bradley, hi, you're on.
Good, yeah. Well, I tell you what, first off, I'm a Republican, and that guy's got to go. Simply got to go. And the 30 days in alcoholism is probably the party's way of saying, well, we got to get him somewhere where it can't get to him, you know?
Yeah, because he is going to spend 30 days in treatment. You're right about that.
Well, that's the first thing I thought. I thought, well, now here comes the alcoholism. Yeah, it's a safe place to hide, but, you know, until the party can figure out a way to, you know, clean up the mess.
Yep.
But this whole thing about, contacting this child, or I don't even know how far it went with him, but most of what I noticed about pedophilia, people that molest children, they only are using that kid's body to gratify their own self. It's not that they really love the child, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have a person like that in Congress. I mean, he's already compromised. himself. And you never know how somebody could hamstring him in some really serious security matters that would affect this whole nation.
Well, he didn't go as far as having any contact physically, but he did send very, very lurid emails to one of these pages, and you can read these lurid emails online. And then the other thing is, do you believe, as a Republican, do you believe that Dennis Hastert, do you believe that Tom Reynolds, do you believe that John Boehner, do you believe that they covered this thing up?
Well, they knew about it, sure. I mean, they knew about it, and they were basically trying to, like, keep this down to a low roar, Bob. You're losing control. You know, we can't let this get out, and all of a sudden it got out, you know. Obviously, there's a man who's out of control with himself, and yes, he's got to go.
All right, so should Hastert, who's in your state, should he step down?
Well, you know, to be truthful with you, there's a real possibility that might have to happen, and I'll tell you why. If you're holding such volatile information about a man that could harm a child with that kind of, with his so-called lifestyle, and then you knowingly know that's going on, and you've got a political agenda not to let that get out, well, you're showing disregard for the boy right then and there. I don't care about that boy. We just don't want to get this out. So, yeah, he could probably have to step down, and he should if he's any kind of a man.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, he's got even conservatives. I mean, you've even got the Washington Times has got an editorial today, resign Mr. Speaker. So there are people on the right and the left who are attacking him. And I agree with you. If he knew ahead of time, and I think he did, I think that the coach ought to call it quits, man. I think it's the ninth inning, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, and here's the thing. He probably didn't do it for a variety of reasons, but like sexual discrimination, that would have brought it out. And then he would have said, well, how long did you know about this? Well, then, you know, if he didn't bring it out for that reason or didn't question him for that reason, it'd be something else. Well, how long did you know about it? In other words, the whole thing was cat and mouse, and they're hoping they could get through this senatorial election, and then if it came out, big deal, we already got the seats we wanted, and, you know, hopefully, anyways, that's what they were thinking.
Right, so they're more interested in protecting themselves than they were in protecting the pages who were supposed to be under their charge and under their care. Bradley, thank you. Drive safe. All right, 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Of course, the extreme right wing is trying to cast this as being, well, they didn't go after Mark Foley because it would be considered gay bashing. But, you know, anybody who knows anything about gays and lesbians knows that there's a big difference between homosexuality and pedophilia. And people like Rush Limbaugh, Matt Drudge, Bill O'Reilly, get a grip on it and stop defending something that you can't, in good moral conscience, defend. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Coming up next hour, get blog wild with the blog report from Gene Galvin. This is Jerry Springer on the radio. Hey. Jerry's talking to you. You can talk back by calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You know what I love doing? I love going on right-wing talk shows. Because I get these calls in, I get callers in, and they go like...
You guys on the left, you always complain about the president and Iraq, but you have a plan?
And I go, yes, I do.
Al Franken.
And what I love to do on these right-wing shows is just take as long as I can to explain the plan, because the host gets very frustrated. Because they're going, oh, no, you weren't supposed to have a plan.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Arone Appel CPA reminds listeners that National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is celebrating its 21st year of educating women about the importance of early detection. Remember, a mammogram can detect breast cancer in its earliest stages, and early detection means better survival. For more information, visit nbcam.org. This is from Arone Appel CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 575-5755. That's Arone Appel CPA.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans,
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Thank you for joining us. Here's a great instant message I got at am760.net. You can instant message me there. If Republicans can't protect children from a sexual predator prowling the halls of Congress, what makes you think they can protect America from terrorist threats? Good point. Real good point. Let's see if we can squeeze in another call here. We'll go to Coral in Westminster, Colorado. Coral, you're on.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. So it sounds to me like the right-wingers have taken the liberal to the other side, wouldn't you say, as far as their morals? There's a point where, to me, liberal... it's not a moral issue, but they have definitely stepped over the line. And I believe that Foley has definitely, you know, caused himself a lot of problems. But these guys that have been hiding this information, they have no morals either. And in my opinion, most right-wingers don't.
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to say that most of them don't. I think there are conservatives out there with consciences, John Dean points out in his book. But I think there's a lot of them out there that apparently don't have much of one, and it appears that Dennis Hastert, John Boehner, and also Tom Reynolds apparently seem to be missing that. Thank you, Coral. Appreciate the call. Gene is coming up with the blog report, Gene Galvin. So we'll find out what he's got for us. Gene Galvin with the blog report coming up. Then also we're going to talk about a quiet rebellion of generals in regards to Iraq and more of your phone calls to Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. vote for me, assuredly. But don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged duster hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the
time. Now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
It was just unexpected. There's nothing anybody could have done.
Stunned and frustrated, Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, struggling to come to grips with a horror that began unfolding 24 hours ago. Two more Amish schoolgirls died overnight, raising the toll to five, not counting the gunman who took his own life. State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller says Charles Roberts may have wanted revenge for something that happened to him as a boy 20 years ago.
I don't believe there was any sort of malice toward the Amish necessarily. I think he sought out a target of opportunity where he had female victims that were young in age, between the ages of 6 and 13. And I think that was really the focus, a place he could get into and out of.
I'm Peter King. Parents can no longer say it can't happen here.
It can happen in a one-classroom Amish rural community. It can and will happen anywhere in the country.
School safety expert Kenneth Trump tells the CBS Early Show a vigilant school is a safe one.
It happens by making sure that the first and best line of defense is a well-trained, highly alert school staff and student body who are aware to changes in behaviors of other students, as well as strangers who are walking around in the parking lots and the hallways of our schools.
Peter King, CBS News.
House Speaker Dennis Hastert is rejecting a call from a leading conservative newspaper to give up his gavel. The Washington Times wants Hastert to step aside for not doing more about suggestive emails ex-Congressman Mark Foley sent to congressional pages. CBS News political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says the editorial is a big blow for Republican leaders.
The fact that they're calling on the Speaker of the House to resign is a significant problem for Republicans who, going into the midterm elections, are primarily concerned about the base.
A Justice Department review shows that federal prisons aren't reading all the mail to and from convicted terrorists. Terrorism expert Micah Halpern says that's dangerous.
When we've got people underneath our own very noses, and we don't utilize it as a skill or as a tool and a utensil to fight terror, what we're being is downright myopic. We're being silly. We're being narrow-minded.
Well, the storm that swamped the Chicago area last night and brought down trees and power lines is over, but 170,000 homes and businesses still don't have power, and homeowners like George Winchell are bailing as fast as they can.
Our whole street's underwater. My house is underwater, water back to front. Out in front of my house, it's as deep up to my waist in the back.
Morning, I'm Corey Lopez with AM 760 Local News.
Americans John Mather of Goddard Space Flight.
Hiking into the new snow near Independence Pass, looking for a woman and three nine-year-old boys who are overdue. The unidentified woman is from Carbondale. All were supposed to return from their hike at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Healing after a terrible week in Bailey, the Black Canyon High School football team will host Colorado Springs Christian this afternoon. It's the first school activity to be held since a gunman stormed the school, took nine girls hostage, and killed a 16-year-old junior last Wednesday. Boulder police investigating a series of burglaries that happened over the weekend. They happened near Broadway from Maxwell down to 27th Way. In all cases, the burglars got into the homes in the early morning hours through unlocked doors and windows. Taken were laptops, purses, and electronic devices. One suspect, a tall black male with his hair in cornrows. The other is shorter and heavier, a black man with short hair. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Corey. We're jam-packed now on 225 southbound through Aurora. Very heavy volume. All lanes from Alameda through the Tech Center. No wrecks, though. Southbound 25 still struggling out of Thornton North Glen. And then again, just south of I-70 due to collisions there at that juncture and closer to 38. Crews clear to eastbound I-70 at Pecos, but we still have sluggish conditions that continue back to Sheridan. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike hampered by a two-car at McCaslin and no let-up on the eastbound side as you head through Broomfield and up to I-25. Up north, police and rescue still dealing with crash activity northbound 25 south of Highway 7. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76. Right now it is 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to am760.net. Jay. In for Jerry Springer. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Scanning the blogosphere.
Bow down before the greatness and surrender. If you don't accept to do this, we'll force you to surrender and bow down.
This is the Springer on the Radio Blog Report.
6 minutes past the hour, Springer on the Radio. Jay Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer. And it's now time for the Blog Report with senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com, Gene Galvin. Gene, what do you got?
He's the most amazing man in the entire world.
Hey, Jay, how you doing? You know, a lot of people have backpacked the Appalachian Trail over the years. That's the 2,100-mile undulating footpath on the spine of the mountains that run north-south from Maine to Georgia. It's a six-month venture that about 500 people complete each year of the roughly 2,000 who try. So over time, people have tried different versions of doing it, like the first blind person, the first person to basically run up it, the first to do it with no stove, the first without a tent, although actually there are rustic lean-to shelters the whole way. But you get the idea. People trying to do something on the AT that no one else has done. But go to news.yahoo.com for the best one I've heard yet. Or certainly the hardest, and also the one with the best cause motivating him. Ron Zaleski, 55, a retired health club owner from Flanders, New York, is hiking south and he hopes to be in Georgia before Christmas. But his hook is doing the whole trail barefoot.
What's up with that?
Without shoes or hiking boots. Now, I've hiked hundreds of miles on the Appalachian Trail myself, and it's a mountain trail with dirt, rocks, roots, splinters, creeks, leaves, some road crossings, even some poisonous snakes.
I'm a mountain bike guy.
Now, Zaleski is a former Marine who, after serving in the 1970s, started a barefoot protest against the Vietnam War. He's doing the AT without shoes to draw attention to the need for mandatory counseling for today's combat veterans, something he says they need to return to regular life. Today, he's somewhere outside of Damascus, Virginia, And by the way, you can follow his progress at longwalkhome.org. Okay, what's the follow-up buzz been to Republican Mark Foley sending what White House Press Secretary Tony Snow yesterday characterized simply as some naughty emails? By the way, someone, probably Karl Rove, sent Snow right back out to the media to modify and toughen his language, lest the White House look like it's soft on child abuse, like White House, or that is, House Speaker Dennis Hastert obviously is.
Well, he's not going to get me drunk and take my pants down. What do you think of that?
Anyway, check out Squidoo.com, Squidoo.com. A former page who goes by the blogger name Emergency Cheese has opened this site to cover the whole Mark Foley scandal and to try to still sell the Congressional Page program to kids and their parents. I especially like the section where Cheese says the program is totally safe. Also, I have to give credit to conservative blogger Michelle Malkin. She's at michellemalkin.com. She's the one conservative blogger to really hit this horror squarely without any excuses for conservatives. And she's resisted any comparisons to Democratic moral lapses that aren't really parallels, and she says that. Okay, J. Marvin is darn good at finding the edgy music people the rest of us are on the verge of knowing about. His latest find is Shawn Marshall. He mentioned her here yesterday on the blog report, who goes by the stage name Cat Power. She's a singer-songwriter with an Eva Cassidy quality, but who's anchored in gritty Memphis sound. Her latest CD is called The Greatest, which you can sample at last.fm/music. I'll put the link at springerontheradio.com. Here's a piece of that title song. For the blog report, I'm Gene Galvin, always looking for some new good sounds. Heck, I'm even trying to become one myself. Back to you, Jay.
Yeah, she is incredible. And I discovered her through an article in the arts section of the New York Times because she's had difficulty in her life. She has had alcohol addiction and I think some drug problems and performance anxiety. And eventually she had to go to the hospital and cleaned her act up and played two just absolute back-to-back dynamite shows in New York City, and they've reissued this album called the CD called The Greatest, and she's back out doing it again, and she's just great. I just love her voice, and her stuff can be kind of mournful and low-key, but it's just good stuff. It's really good stuff.
She does some covers of Dylan and Mick Jagger, too.
Yeah, on that cover CD. And then I asked somebody here, one of my local listeners, I just threw her name out one morning, and a local listener called up and said, oh, you got to check out these CDs by her. And so I did, and she's become my new favorite.
Yep. Also, you got to check out, maybe you have Kris Kristofferson's new CD called This Old Road. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I love Kris Kristofferson. I've got it, and he's one of those people I put on my list as being one of those people I'd love to sit down and talk to. It's impossible to get an interview with him, though.
You know, he's a Rhodes Scholar. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you can't get an interview with him. I've tried a million times.
Yep.
Maybe Jerry could get one for me.
I don't know. We could just talk to Jerry because he sings.
Yeah.
He sings about as well as he dances.
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, tonight.
No, listen, I hear you saying you haven't watched it. You have missed nothing.
Why? Do you watch it every night?
No. You know what? I rarely watch that show. Now I am so embarrassed that I, like, know everything about it.
Okay, good. Okay,
I know everybody who's dancing. I know all their histories. This is, like, sick. But, yeah, you know, I've been chatting. He'll survive again tonight. My prediction, Jay, has been, and I know you're going to be talking to Jerry here shortly, but my prediction has been he will get deep into the competition, and that is being borne out. And it's because he dances decently. My wife and daughter are dance teachers, and they say, and they've known Jerry as long as I have, over about 35 years, and they say, no, he's pretty decent. But it's his connectability. He's so self-effacing, and he doesn't take it seriously. Everyone else is taking it, oh, too seriously.
Who cares? Stop it.
That's the point.
The only part that I ever saw was when Tucker Carlson made an absolute fool out of himself.
Yeah.
That was really awful. But you know what? If Jerry's going to be on there tonight, I guess I'm going to have to TiVo it and check it out.
You got to. You got to, if nothing else for the laughs. But I got a feeling he's going to walk over and hug his, you know, his whole deal has been that his daughter's getting married in the next few months, and he wanted to learn how to dance, specifically to do the waltz, before so he could dance at her wedding. And I'm sure they're going to do a sort of a sidebar story on that, a package on that. And my theory is that that will get him enough emotional votes tonight that he'll survive tonight. And next week we'll be watching Jerry again.
Yeah, that's cool.
What I'm thinking.
Well, you know what? That's really, really cool. Gene, thank you. Appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. That's Gene Galvin, and you can check out his work at springeronthoradio.com. Get that link to Sean Marshall and Cat Power. Coming up, we're going to talk about the revolt of the generals. We're going to talk to Richard J. Whalen, who is a former member of the Nixon administration and is a self-professed conservative and a member of the GOP, but he's going to talk about what's going on inside the military and also outside the military in regards to this administration's policy in Iraq. 14 past the hour, Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer, who will be dancing, Dancing with the Stars. And this is Springer on the radio.
Tonight, vote to keep Jerry dancing with the stars. 800-868-3411.
This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
The crews cleared that wreck quickly off the Boulder Turnpike westbound at McCaslin, but we still have some residual backup. Just watch out for it. Normal volume and delays now eastbound, getting through Broomfield. Boulder itself looks good. No major surface street problems. We're clear on the diagonal. If you're aiming for downtown, that mishap on southbound 25 under I-70 was still plugging up traffic. No let up toward downtown, closer to 38th. Eastbound 6, that peak volume out of Lakewood, and same for C-470 for your drive through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, looking for a high of 76. Tonight, isolated showers ending, low clouds and fog developing, 46. Right now, it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Learn to be a teacher and leader at Colorado's largest school of education and human development, downtown at the University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center. Visit cudegrees.com/education, cudegrees.com/education.
Warning, if you're about to buy a storage building for your home, you're about to spend thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're U.S. Buildings, the largest manufacturer of arch-style steel buildings. Nobody sells top-quality steel buildings for less. You could pay almost $25,000 for a backyard garage somewhere else, but we can give you a top-quality steel building for less than $9,000, so you can save 60% or more. Call now and get our full-color catalog free at 1-800-300-6286. At U.S. Buildings, our buildings are so strong and durable, they're actually hurricane rated. Made with only the sturdiest, highest grade steel shipped direct from our factory. So you can build it yourself over a weekend and save 60% or more. So hurry, don't miss your chance to get a steal on a steel building. Call U.S. Buildings today and save 60% or more. And for a limited time, get delivery absolutely free. Call U.S. Buildings now at 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5992. That's 888-326-5992. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5992.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. And let's say hello to Richard J. Whalen, a conservative GOP member of the Nixon administration, who reports in the latest edition of Nation magazine on the growing discontent among military generals who are speaking out against the incompetent civilian leadership orchestrating the war in Iraq. Richard Whalen is a former senior editor of Time and Fortune and is the author of several books, including The Founding Father, The Story of Joseph P. Kennedy, and Catch the Falling Flag, a Republican's challenge to his party. He writes and publishes The Big Picture, a fourth nightly letter on politics and finance, and is currently working on In the Name of National Security, a personal and political history of domestic impact of America's wars since Pearl Harbor. If you want to see the article in its entirety, go to thenation.com. And Mr. Whalen, or should I call you Richard, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Please do call me Richard.
All right. You point out in your article that and let me quote a little bit from your article. You're talking about the generals speaking out, and you're talking about retired generals speaking out. This kind of protest among senior military retirees during wartime is unprecedented in American history, and it's also deeply worrisome. The retired officers opposing the war and demanding Rumsfeld's ouster represent a new political force and therefore a potentially powerful factor in the future of our democracy. The former general's growing lobby could acquire a unique veto power in the future by publicly opposing reckless civilian war making in advance. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it is unprecedented in my experience because, as you recall, during Vietnam, many military men were quietly bitter and unhappy about the tragedy they saw unfolding in Vietnam, but they kept silent about it. Today we have recently retired generals giving up their careers, the core of their personal identities, to fight against a war that they see as both unwinnable and, as one general told me, the worst strategic mistake in the history of the United States. They are men who feel a tremendous sense of grievance because of the waste they see, the lives of the boys, the young men they've trained, the lives of the Iraqi civilians that are being destroyed. For what? This is a war made by politicians who will not admit they've made a gross mistake.
It's extremely frustrating to sit back and to hear these ex-generals speak out and to know that there is discontent inside the American military and that we are basically not doing what we should be doing in Iraq. And yet, Donald Rumsfeld, and he just got assurance, what was it, yesterday or the day before, from President Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, who I think is at the heart of this matter, continues to hang on. How is that possible?
Bad, bad man. And he's got nukes and chemical, biological weapons. And by golly, we have got to take him down before he attacks us. Well, none of that turned out to be true. So we went into war on the basis of a gross mistake. We have prosecuted it for 3 years, and what have we got to show for it? Hundreds of billions of dollars of expenditures, 3,000, almost 2,700 American lives lost, and no one knows how many Iraqi lives. What is this all about? The United States is not a war-making empire. The United States is a free, democratic republic under the rule of law. And if Congress has abdicated, if Congress does not want to assert the authority in the Constitution, then Congressmen ought to retire and go find honest work.
Do you still consider yourself to be conservative?
Yes. I'm in the tradition of Robert A. T. Young man, I founded the Robert A. Taft Club at Queens College. I didn't call it the Republican Club because the Republicans too often were accomplices in things that I opposed. Taft stood for a libertarian, honest conservatism rooted in American history and true to American ideals. And that's what I stand for.
Yeah, I think you and I would probably disagree on many things, but the question I wanted to ask you and the reason I ask you if you're still conservative is because what do you say to your conservative friends, and you must have them, or other conservatives that you run into that buy the administration line and that are hell-bent on us staying there, and that they believe in stay the course and victory when these things are not, victory is not spelled out.
Well, first of all, the people who call themselves neoconservatives are not any kind of conservatives at all. Many of them are radical Jacobins who would have been happier running the guillotine during the French Revolution. They do not believe in limited government. They believe in big government. In fact, part of my guilt about this whole thing is that I introduced people like Irving Kristol into Ronald Reagan's big tent conservatism back in the late 1970s. And I said, these are our lies. Well, it turns out they don't believe any of the things we believe. And they certainly want to turn the U.S. into a war-making, proselytizing, the world must be democratic or we have to keep fighting forever. No. Our army is too small. And in any event, it's 480,000 troops total. The generals who were asked, what do you need to go into Iraq, said we need a few hundred thousand. And Deputy Secretary of Defense Wolfowitz and others chastised them, beat them up, practically banished them. Rumsfeld was horrified that they would so dissent from his authority. What did he know? Well, he was wrong. You cannot occupy a territory the size of France with 145,000 men. And in any event, it's not the right use of military power. You don't send people out to promote democracy at the point of a gun. Democracy, if it rises at all, rises organically out of the culture and the civilization and the history of the people who decide they want it. We can't impose it.
Boy, that's something you and I agree on. Richard J. Whalen on the program on the Jerry Springer Show. He's a conservative GOP member of the Nixon administration, and he's got an article in The Nation magazine about the Quiet Revolt.
Let me make something clear. I'm a Reagan Republican. Nixon was a mistake, too. He was much brighter than the incumbent, but he was a man who had a flawed character. Ronald Reagan was the last honest conservative president America has had.
All right. In the interest of time here, because we're almost running out of time, in your article, you talk about you wrote Nixon's secret plan for ending the war and winning the peace.
In Vietnam.
In Vietnam. What do we do now? If we handed it over to you, what would you do now about Iraq?
I would let the Iraqi government know that we intend to withdraw our troops within the next 6 months. It will be an orderly withdrawal. We will hand over authority to them, and we will wish them well. We will repair and pay for the damage we have caused, and we will try very hard to help them on their way. But it is their country. If they want a country, as the Kurds in the north want a country, let them fight for it and let them die for it. Americans cannot build Iraq. Only Iraqis can.
And you know that laying down a timetable like that and saying within 6 months, you know that people in the administration would turn to you and they would say, well, you're going to cut and run.
No, we're not going to cut and run. We're going to leave. Do you want to stay forever? The British stayed in Iraq for 70 years and finally left. Why? Because they could not do for the Iraqis what the Iraqis had to do for themselves. Now, we are a limited power. We are 300 million people. We've got enough to do in this nation and in this hemisphere. We cannot remake the world. We have no business attempting to.
I would agree 100%. Richard J. Whalen, thank you so much for being on the program, and I urge everybody to go read your piece in The Nation magazine. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate you being on the show. That's Richard J. Whalen, and go check out that piece in The Nation, and you see there are areas in which conservatives, and I'm talking about conservatives with a conscience, and people who are progressives and liberals like ourselves.
Information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
And the usual slowdowns now around the metro area, I-70 eastbound between I-25 and Brighton, as well as between Sheridan and Pecos. C-470 very heavy now between Broadway and University as you head through Highlands Ranch, as is eastbound 270 through Commerce City. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76. Currently, it's 57 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you. On the
with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1. No, not that. Man, I gotta have a plan. Gotta figure out some way to get through this without winding up in a wheelchair. Wait, I got it. Of course. I know just what to do.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my feet that I dance just like a moose in heat. If I try to be Fred Astaire, I'll end up flat on my derriere. But hey, it's all right. It's okay. I've taken a dive.
Oh, oh, oh.
Taking a dive, taking a dive.
Ooh, sorry. Put that there.
I'll just say it was an old war injury from when I was a Green Beret in Vietnam. No, it was when I ran and saved that kid from an oncoming car. Yeah.
Well, I am dancing with the stars. That's me. Two nights a week on ABC. My partner, Kim, she's looking hot. But she's got talent and I do not. But hey, it's all right. I won't complain. I'll be like Clinton and feel my pain. I'll grab my back and out the door and be a good sport like Al Gore. I won't get the glory, but I'll be ambulatory. Cause I'm taking a dive, taking a dive. I'll pretend to bomb it so you won't have to bomb it. Cause I'm taking a dive, taking a dive.
Dive. Oh. Ah, ow!
Taking a dive, taking a dive.
Look out!
Hey, I'll pay for that. Excuse me. So sorry. Man, I was really going to show you how good a dancer I am. I mean, you wouldn't want me to hurt my back and get addicted to painkillers like some people, would you?
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio, and it's good to have you along. And on the line, I believe we should have the one and only Jerry Springer. Jerry, are you there?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How come you're not here doing this show, man?
I know. You know what? I'm trying to give you work. You're really good. No, you are great, and I really appreciate you filling in all these times. This is great.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. For those of us who don't know how you got involved in this, let's recap this a little bit. How did you get involved with Dancing with the Stars? Did they come to you? Did you go to them? What happened?
I was drinking. No, what happened was, well, they had called. I have no reason why they called me, but they did call and said, would you like to be on the show? And my initial answer was no. And then about 2 weeks later, they called back and they said, come on, think about it. It'd be good. And, you know, because all the other contestants are really obviously younger and all that kind of thing. And I said, you know, I don't belong on this. Anyway, ultimately, my daughter, Katie, talked me into it. And she says, oh, daughter, this will be fun. You'll be able to dance at the wedding and all that kind of thing. And, well, I don't know. I just said, it'll be fun. Let me try it. And it's, oh, gosh, so I did.
Yeah.
Stupid, huh? Yeah.
And
now everything hurts. Everything hurts.
And how long do you practice every single day of this?
Oh, well, it's about 4 hours a day, but you get only 4 days before to learn the new dance. In other words, you don't know what the dance is going to be the next week in case they keep you on. So, you know, on Thursday morning, they tell you what the new dance is, and then you have Thursday through Sunday to rehearse, and then today we do blocking and, I mean, Mondays we do blocking and dress rehearsal. But, yeah, you have 4 days to learn the dance, and that's, you know, I have memory loss, too. Forget the fact the feet don't work. You know, I have short-term memory loss, so it's pathetic.
Well, that was going to be my other question. Are you ever scared you'll get out there and not remember what to do?
You know what? I swear, Jay, that's it's not. I mean, I realize, you know, physically I can't do what the others are doing. But what worries me is that in the middle of the dance, I'm going to suddenly forget what's the next step. It's not like, you know, if you go with your wife, your girlfriend, or whatever, you're out at some place and you're dancing, you just keep repeating the same step over and over, and then you sit down and you have another drink. But in this, it's all formatted. So, you know, it's choreographed. And if I miss a step, I can't suddenly turn to the orchestra and say, I'm sorry, could you start over? I want to get that again.
Huh.
That's what scares me, that I'm going to be out there on the floor and she's going to be dancing around and I'll be like, well, wouldn't be the first time I'd be an idiot, but...
All right, you've been in public life. You've been on television. You've been around for years. You know, you've got experience of being in the public spotlight
and making a fool of myself.
Well,
no, that's true.
Haven't we all made fools out of ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay, but when you're there,
and you're getting ready to do this,
yes,
and you know it's for real, and you know people are going to vote on you, what's the anxiety level between a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I admit, first of all, I kind of love being out in front of a crowd, so I admit that gets me going. I mean, I don't mind that. That I enjoy. What I do get a little bit nervous about, though, is just before I go on, is what you said before. Will I remember the steps? You know, will I blank out right in the middle? That is the one thing that kind of makes me nervous. The other part is, look, everyone knows I'm not a dancer, so I'm going to give it my best. I do try. I mean, with all the jokes I make, I really do try my best when I'm out there. It's just not very good. But that's what I worry about. That's what I get nervous about forgetting.
So you don't get anxiety. You don't get like a little feeling in the pit of your stomach and it's like, oh my God, Lord, don't let me make a fool out of myself.
Yeah, well, this will ultimately be on my tombstone. Here lies Jerry Springer. Boy, he couldn't dance.
Now, talk a little bit about your partner.
Yes, Kim. Kim is a lovely young lady. She won the contest. She won Dancing with the Stars in Australia, so she's like a pretty big celebrity there. And, part of the prize was coming to America and getting to be in America's Dancing with the Stars. Little did she know when the plane landed. Huh. The good news was she won the contest. The bad news was I was her partner. But she's very patient, and she choreographed the dance within my comfort zone, which is basically one to the left, one to the right, one to the left. So it's, she's doing a whale of a job, and I think, frankly, the reason I keep getting voted on, to stay week after week is they're interested in what her next week's outfit is going to be.
Well, so she's the one who teaches you how to do this.
Oh, yeah. Every one of the contestants, so-called celebrities, we all get a professional partner.
Right.
And they're the ones that instruct us, right?
Because I saw Tucker Carlson, and I saw Tucker Carlson's partner, and she was really good, and he wasn't very good.
Well, he's a conservative.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. That's what, hey,
is that what it is? Conservatives can't dance? Is that what you're saying?
Well, even if they would, they wouldn't want anyone to see them doing it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They just want to do it.
I'm a liberal. With me, the feet go wherever they want. I don't, I don't rein them in.
All right. How many weeks have you been on this now?
This is my fourth week, and if they keep me on this week, then the next week we go to week five. So this is way further than I ever imagined. I mean, the odds were 5,000 to 1 that I would win the whole thing, and I was the odds-on favorite to be voted on the first week. So every week I'm the favorite to go, but maybe it's just because they love to laugh at the old guy trying to stumble around the floor. I'm not sure why, but so far, thankfully, so far they've kept me on.
So how far can you go with this thing? How many weeks?
Well, I would like to survive this week, because this week we're doing the waltz, and that was, that was the major reason I decided to try to do this, so I could learn the waltz for Katie's wedding. But then, so I'd rather not be voted off on the week that I got the dance that I really wanted to do. So if I make it past this week, I think next week, really, because everyone left is not only better than me, but they're really good dancers. I mean, they're phenomenally entertaining to watch. They're really great dancers. So everyone on the show deserves to be on more than I do. I think, honestly, they just keep me on for the either comic effect or just let's watch. I'm a release from watching good dancing.
Yeah, maybe they keep you on because you're good.
Well, no, Jay, you got
to
watch it.
The crowd seems to seem, well, I'm going to. It's on tonight, and I'm going to definitely I'm definitely going to TiVo it and check it out. And Jerry,
you'll vote early and often, Jay.
I will.
You're great, and I appreciate. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit tomorrow. I'll give you a play by play of what happened.
Yeah, can you come back on tomorrow and talk about what went down?
I'll give you a call around the same time. Okay.
You got it, Jerry. Thanks.
You're great. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for what you're doing.
All right, you got it. There's Jerry Springer. It's 42 past the hour. Jay Marvin on Springer on the radio.
Tonight, vote to keep Jerry dancing with the stars. 800-868-3411.
This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Call us now. 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
My
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Very heavy from Denver Tech Center Boulevard to I-25. You can watch out for a new problem, northbound 25 approaching Broadway. That will add to your backups through the bridges. Southbound lane still hung up I-70 to Spear. Weather today, mostly cloudy and cooler, but still mild. Scattered showers by afternoon, high of 76. Currently, it is 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Experience the most remarkable 48 hours in the history of Hyde Park. Announcing Hyde Park's 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center. Join representatives from the world's finest watchmakers, including Rolex, Cartier, Breitling, Tag Heuer, and many more that will assist you in finding the perfect watch. Don't miss the 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday at Hyde Park in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features: virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
Allied Insurance reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the U.S. is at risk of developing breast cancer. Early detection and treatment greatly improves the chance for survival. For information about the options available to you or a loved one, consult your health professional or visit nbcan.org. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. That's Allied Insurance, making a difference in our community.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio, so we'll watch Dance with the Stars tonight and vote to keep Jerry on, try to help him out. I want to get to this Amish school shooting, but we're going to run up against the clock, I think, so I'll just open the phones, and if you want to talk about these school shootings or you want to talk about Foley or whatever it is you want to talk about, it doesn't make any difference to me. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Coming up in the next hour, and I'm always so tempted to give the time here, because when you do a morning show, you deal a lot in the time and temperature, and this essentially is the morning show here on AM 760 Progressive Talk where I work. So we have Paul Wellman coming up with Media Matters, and he's going to get into, we're going to talk about the handling of the Foley thing. And the media's take on that. If you want to talk about the shooting and school violence, I would love to talk about that too, and we can talk about that after Waldman. This is traditionally the time when I do open phones, so I do it every day, usually between 9 and 10, and then usually start it a little bit early if I have the time. As I said earlier this morning, I believe in the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. I believe heavily in the Bill of Rights. I think that there are those of us out there, I include myself in this group, that if we own firearms, chances are, big chances are, we're not going to do anything wrong. And if you're not a lawbreaker, and if you're not somebody who has gotten into trouble, and you're an upstanding, upright taxpaying citizen, what's wrong with having a firearm? Whether you want to go hunt, whether you want to do target practice, maybe you just want to collect guns, because there are people out there who collect antique firearms. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. What bothers me, here's the thing that gets me, is that mental health is a huge, huge issue in this country. It is costing us untold amount of money, lost productivity, and you can't tell me that this guy who went in, this milk truck driver who went in yesterday into that Amish schoolhouse and shot those kids, or the guy here in Bailey, Colorado, who did what he did, or that kid who shot his principal in Wisconsin and killed him, you can't tell me those people were normal. You can't tell me that they didn't have mental health problems. And if you look back, you'll see that most of them did. And we have nothing in place, nothing at all, to spot this stuff early and to catch kids when they have problems and to stop them before they become adults. And then when they become adults and have problems, either insurance doesn't cover it, the people don't know where to go to get it taken care of. This, to me, is a large, looming problem. And it's a problem neither political party wants to really take on. And I think it's something to consider when you start talking about firearms and about school violence and shooting. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
We promise Jerry won't steal your comments and ideas from your emails.
Much.
Jerry@springeronTheRadio.com. Jerry Springer.
Dancing with the stars.
And talking with you on the radio at 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Randy Rhodes.
Rapture-driven leadership they have in Iran, I think we're headed toward a real bad situation.
But, you know, I wish the people of Iran could put a disclaimer on Mr. Ahmad in the head as well, because they don't like their leadership either. I feel terrible for the people of the United States and the people of Iran. What we have is a bunch of seriously defective leaders in this world.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Boomerang Marketing reminds listeners that last year thousands of people suffered abuse at the hands of someone claiming to love them. Unfortunately, these emotionally complex situations often go unreported. If you know of someone suffering from domestic violence, care enough to direct that person to the people and organizations who can help. Remember, only when it's out in the open can the healing process begin. This is from Boomerang Marketing of Denver. That's Boomerang Marketing, making a positive difference in our community.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Do you hate opening your mail?
Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today. 888-326-5992. That's 888-326-5992. For your free consultation, call now. 888-326-5992.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin on Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in a few calls before we get to the top of the hour. Let's go to Don in Loves Park, Illinois. Don, hi, you're on.
Hi. First of all, I'm sorry. I've lost my voice. I've got a really bad cold. But
cool, I hope you get over it.
Well, thank you. I just have one thing I was just kind of thinking about. I wonder if anybody's given any thought about this Judy Bart Topinka. If she was to win the governor of Illinois, if she could give amnesty to Governor Ryan.
I know Judy Bart Topinka because I used to live in Chicago, and she's a nice lady. I wouldn't vote for her for governor. Sorry, Judy Bart. I don't think she could give... No, she can't give amnesty to Ryan because I believe Ryan's thing is a federal and out of her jurisdiction.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think she can.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all I was kind of wondering. I thought about that, and I thought, geez, I wonder why the Democrats aren't jumping all over that, you know.
Because that's federal prosecution, and her purview would only be the state.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Sure. Here's Stephen in Hamilton, Ohio. Stephen, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. I got a question for you, and this is just kind of throw out there. There's two of them, really. One of them is I used to, and I'm still affiliated, work with a company that builds the M1114 Hummer for the military. We armor plate them, basically get the chassis and build them from ground up. You know, the president always says that the troops are the first, you know, first and foremost of his importance. You know, he comes to the Cincinnati area at least 3 to 4 times a year, and the last time he was in, he went and visited a window and door factory that means absolutely nothing to my brothers and sisters that are overseas laying down their lives. And yet, he tries to put us out of business by giving the new contract, to renew the contract, for an inferior Hummer. The Hummer that is built here in the Cincinnati Fairfield area is made of steel. The Hummer that they are now shipping over, and I saw the first one that hit the ground, it didn't last a month.
Well, the reason that he didn't go to your factory... And the reason that he didn't hang out and that he went to the door company is because they want to highlight Homeland Security, not the war in Iraq. And so therefore, he doesn't want to have a discussion on the war. He wants to try to evade that and stay away from it because he knows the majority of the American public, their feelings are running against him. As far as contracts and those kind of things go, I'm sure that this is an administration that rewards its friends and thinks about America's security and future later. All you have to do is go through and look at all of the no-bid contracts out there, and there's a ton of them. And if you're a conservative, you ought to be upset about this because no-bid is not the free market. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. We'll look at the Foley coverage with Media Matters for America coming up next. Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Imagine if you could speed read.
It was a dark and stormy night as the stranger walked in total blackness down the deserted main street. His ragged duster hung limp and soaked around his lanky frame. The ground before him danced with hard, stinging raindrops. His shoulders had long since gone numb, and his face was buried beneath a broad black brim. This was the
time. Now you can read faster.
What they didn't know was that he had not come alone.
Because the secret to reading 1,000% faster is available on a free demo from Infinite Mind IQ. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
M760, Progressive Talk.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds and never felt hungry.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-300-0507. That's 1-800-300-0507. 1-800-300-0507.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
News. I'm Nick Young. Two Amish girls caught up in yesterday's shooting at their Pennsylvania school are holding on at the Hershey Med Center.
We've got one in critical condition. The family is at the bedside. We have another child, our 13-year-old, who is in serious condition. She is indeed exchanging nonverbal communication with the families who are also at her bedside.
Hospital Administrator Matt Wayne, 5 girls have died as the result of Charles Roberts' rampage that ended with his suicide. 3 other wounded girls are being treated elsewhere. At the one-room schoolhouse where the shootings took place, a prayer vigil is set for this afternoon. The Amish community is drawing together to gain strength in the wake of the trauma, and non-Amish are extending a helping hand. Hershey Med Center spokesman Sean Young says the hospital has been flooded with offers.
We are in the process of reaching out to the leadership of the Amish community to find out from them if that's something that they'd like.
The fallout from former Florida Congressman Mark Foley's lurid emails to Capitol Hill pages is burning the GOP leadership in the House. This morning, the conservative Washington Times is calling on Speaker Dennis Hastert to step down. CBS News political consultant Stuart Rothenberg says that's particularly stinging for the party's midterm election hopes.
That's a huge problem for Republicans this cycle because it demonstrates not that just Democrats are taking advantage of the Foley scandal, but that the conservatives are dissatisfied and are calling for some changes.
Well, 2 American cosmologists have won this year's Nobel Physics Prize. George Smoot of the University of California at Berkeley and NASA's John Mather have been singled out for their work on cosmic radiation. Mather says it helped establish the Big Bang Theory.
Well, this basically sets up the story of the history of the universe.
In addition to the honors, Smoot and Mather will divide nearly $1.5 million. A blunt warning from Washington to Pyongyang, the U.S. says a threatened nuclear test by North Korea would be viewed as reckless. The North has announced its intention to carry out its first nuclear test because it believes, to quote now, there is an extreme threat of nuclear war from the U.S. Utility crews are hard at work around Chicago, where storms ripped through yesterday, lashing the area with heavy rains. Jason Stachnik says the Windy City took a pounding. A
tremendous amount of trees uprooted on houses, cars damaged, power lines down.
This morning, about 164,000 customers are still in the dark. But Americans are spending a bigger chunk of their pay on housing than they were 6 years ago. That's the bottom line of new Census Bureau figures. Economist Mark Zandi.
Many new homeowners have taken on these very aggressive exotic mortgages whose interest rates are going to just higher over the next year, two, or three. So I think the share of our budgets going to our homes probably will continue to move higher before they move lower.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, a mixed picture. The Dow is ahead 6 points, the NASDAQ down 7, S&P 500 off 2. This is CBS News.
Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. The shooter at Platte Canyon High School apparently cased the school the day before the deadly rampage. Surveillance tapes show Dwayne Morrison driving around the school parking lot in Bailey. A Green Mountain man says he was involved in a road rage incident with the gunman who killed a student and himself in Bailey. John McDonough says he didn't know who it was until he saw Dwayne Morrison's gold Jeep on TV. McDonough says it happened in August at the intersection of Quebec and Montview.
Gesturing wildly, swerving around, coming out real close to my bumper in a car larger than what he was driving. It was scary.
McDonough talked to 9 News, said he snapped a few pictures of the Jeep in case the situation got worse. A woman and 3 9-year-old boys didn't come home from a hike near Independence Pass last night. Rescue teams are now working the area and working in some fresh snow that fell overnight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. Mike Corey Lopez.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
71-303-423-7171.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, J. Marvin on the radio.
6 minutes after the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. We do this every Tuesday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk here in the Denver Boulder area, and I'm happy to bring it to you nationally. And that is talking with one of my favorite people, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Paul Waldman. And there's a lot to talk about, Paul, and we've got a short period of time, so welcome to the program, and let's start. You there, Paul?
I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay. I saved this one especially for you. Limbaugh. Democrats set Foley up. It's all coordinated. On the October 2nd broadcast of his nationally syndicated radio show, Rush Limbaugh suggested that the recent resignation of former Representative Mark Foley, which came after allegations of Foley sent inappropriate emails to a 16-year-old male congressional page, was set up, coordinated by the Democrats. Limbaugh also stated that the orgy and orgasm that has been taking place in the media since Friday And with the Democrats, is all coordinated. It's all oriented towards the election. He added, there's no concern about the kid, and blame the Democrats because in their hearts and minds and their crotches, they don't have any problem with what Foley did. They've defended it forever over the years. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is. And people like Rush Limbaugh are scrambling. They don't know what to do with this. So, you know, he's not the only one who's trying to come up with some sort of an explanation of why this is all the Democrats' fault. That's Rush's explanation, that they were, you know, it was all just a big setup and it's all a conspiracy. Newt Gingrich went on Fox and said that the reason that the Republican leadership didn't take more aggressive action about this is because they were afraid that if they did, they would be accused of gay bashing.
Yeah, now, Tony Perkins also said the same thing on the Wolf Blitzer Situation Room yesterday.
Exactly. And the idea that Republicans are afraid of being accused of gay bashing is pretty incredible. I mean, they've built their entire political success over the last 2 years on gay bashing. So they really do seem to be casting about for any kind of an explanation they can come up with. You know, Britt Hume on Fox tried to make a comparison between this situation and the Clinton Lewinsky scandal, you know, saying that the Republicans are obviously handling this much better because, you know, Democrats defended Bill Clinton. Well, of course, you know, with Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky was not 16 years old. That's really the key difference here. So they're obviously in kind of a defensive crouch now and looking for, you know, any kind of straws they can grasp at to try to make this seem like either it's the Democrats' fault or it's not any big deal. But this one doesn't seem like it's going away.
All right. Media failed to note Hastert's evolving explanations in the Foley scandal. Talk about this a little bit.
Well, this is something that we've noticed that some of the stories haven't really taken note of. Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, has given some varying explanations of what exactly he did and didn't do and when he knew what he knew. At first, his staff came out with a statement that said that he just found out about it last week, that he had no idea. And then it turns out that first John Boehner, the majority leader, the second-ranking Republican in the House, said that he had talked to Hastert about it, and Hastert told him that they were taking care of it back in the spring. Then Tom Reynolds, the head of the Republican campaign committee, said that he talked to Hastert about it back in the spring. So then Hastert came out and changed his story and said, well, you know, maybe we did. I don't really remember, but I don't dispute that we may have talked about it. Now, the interesting thing that's happened now is this morning, John Boehner, the House majority leader, has come out and changed his story back. At first, he said he talked to Hastert about it. Then when Hastert said that he didn't know about it, Boehner came out and said, well, no, I didn't talk to him about it. That was just a mistake. Now Boehner, this morning, in a radio interview, said that, in fact, he did talk to Hastert about it. He's gone back to his original story. Now, that tells me that there is something of a circular firing squad going on right now. In the Republican leadership, it appears to be every man for himself. And I think that if the number two ranking Republican is sort of turning on the number one ranking Republican, they really see that they're in deep, deep peril.
We really need an investigation into this because you don't know whose story is right and who's telling the truth, and everything contradicts everything else.
Yeah, and, you know, if they had done an investigation about this back in the spring, then who knows what they might have turned up. But, you know, it's interesting that once ABC got a hold of this story and started to investigate it in very short order, they came up with those instant messages. And, you know, the thing is, like, those instant messages, if people have seen them, are incredibly explicit and disturbing. But even the original emails, one of the other lines that you're hearing from the Republicans is that, well, you know, it was overly friendly. We keep hearing that expression over and over.
Right,
it was
right.
Overly friendly. But the fact is, those emails are not just overly friendly. When a 52-year-old man is sending an email to a 16-year-old boy saying, you know, I saw your friend and he looks like he's in great shape and he's so mature, it's obvious what's going on. He's trying to seduce that boy. There's a story in the Los Angeles Times this morning interviewing a bunch of congressional staffers saying how Foley's interest in young boys was known for many years, and his former chief of staff, who interestingly enough now works for Tom Reynolds, the head of the Republican campaign committee, used to have to accompany him to go to bars and restaurants to keep him out of trouble. So the idea that it was just a couple of maybe innocuous emails and that they didn't think this was going to be any sort of a big deal just really doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
Washington Post falsely claims that Foley was told to leave pages alone. Is this false?
Yes. What they told him, this is about the original meeting that that he had when they sort of said that when the Republican leaders told him to, you know, go easy. He wasn't told to leave the pages alone. What he was told was to leave that one individual page alone with whom he had exchanged those emails. And there's a big difference. It sort of reflects the idea that they were not taking this as seriously as they should have. They told him that he should just not be doing this with this one page. But, you know, we've seen video now of him addressing the pages, and lots of different pages have come out and said, you know, he was the one who showed the most interest in us and had for, you know, many classes of pages that Foley was the one who would hang out with them and talk to them and invite them to dinner. And it's not as though this should have come as a surprise to anyone.
This is the one I love that you guys have got on your website. In the Foley coverage, scant mention of three other Republican congressmen embroiled in major scandals. Like you didn't hear anything about this yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, this is really just the latest in a series of Republicans who have had to resign in disgrace, basically. I mean, we had Tom DeLay. We had Duke Cunningham, who is in jail. We had Bob Ney, who is going to jail. You know, it's really one after the other, and we don't see a lot of sort of that perspective on this story. Now, granted, there's something of a feeding frenzy going on, and, if, you know, there's a real cover-up that goes to the heights of the Republican leadership, that's appropriate. But we haven't seen a lot of that perspective when you kind of step back and say what's been happening with the Republicans lately. You know, Duke Cunningham went to jail for bribes. Bob Ney, I don't know that bribery is what they were calling it, but it's something akin to that. Tom DeLay was engaged in money laundering. And I don't know that I can recall a time when four different people from a one party in one single session of Congress had to resign in disgrace. And many, if not all of them, ended up going to jail.
Also, you note that most media outlets have ignored the NRCC's continued acceptance and solicitation of Foley's campaign money.
Right. Now, this is important because Tom Reynolds, who I mentioned before, the head of the Republican Campaign Committee, he's one of what some people are now referring to as the Foley Five, which are the five members of Congress who knew about this. What happened was, Foley donated $100,000 from his own campaign, because he didn't really seem like he had much of a race, to the Republican Campaign Committee after Reynolds already knew about this whole question. This is after the spring. This is after they are kind of scrambling around figuring out how they're going to keep this quiet. And at that point, Foley gave $100,000 to the Campaign Committee, which they gladly accepted. Now, there have been a couple of Republican members of Congress who have said they're going to donate the money that Foley gave them to charity, but we are still waiting to hear whether or not the Republican Campaign Committee is going to do so.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all shakes out and how it all comes to pass. And certainly, it's certainly something for the Family Values Party to have this kind of thing hanging over their heads. So I urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org, best organization going. And Paul, thank you for being on Springer on the Radio. Certainly do appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
It's my pleasure, Jay.
All right. There's Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America. Check out their website, MediaMatters.org. It's 16 past the hour. We'll open up the phones, talk about anything you want to talk about. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the Radio.
Tonight, vote to keep Jerry dancing with the stars. 800-868-3411.
This is Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Less of you means more of Jerry. So call now, please. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the Radio.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Yeah. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
After the hour, Jay Marvin on for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. It's toll free and it's open phones, which means talk about anything you want to talk about. It's okay with me. Doesn't make any difference. Anything we covered this morning or anything else that may be on your mind. Let's go to Pat in Cincinnati. Pat, hi, you're on.
Yeah, well, I disagree with your opinion on gun control, but it's just as far as I don't know. I mean, I like antiques, too, but I don't think that collecting guns, I think we're paying such a price in this country, it's more than anybody can pay.
Well, my answer to that would be that there's many things in the Bill of Rights that cause us to have to pay a tremendous price, and as we've seen here now in the last couple of months, that there are a lot of people in this country that aren't willing to understand that or are not willing to pay those prices. And the Second Amendment does guarantee you the right to keep and bear arms, but it doesn't say anything about regulation. It doesn't say anything about making sure that that mentally ill people do not get a hold of firearms, and the thing is, we blame it on the guns, but in reality, it's people who slip through the cracks because we have no comprehensive, any kind of comprehensive mental health program in this country at all. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you this, and I don't know this, but I'll bet you, check your own health insurance. How much mental health coverage do you think you have?
Oh, listen, there's no question that the mentally ill have just as easy access to guns as everybody else does. But, you know, when you talk about the Bill of Rights, isn't there something in the Bill of Rights about freedom of speech?
Yeah, I'm not saying there isn't.
What about a freedom to assemble?
I'm not saying there isn't there either.
But we don't have those freedoms, though,
well,
because
so most
the gun
you
has
do.
Superseded those.
No, most certainly you have the right to freedom of speech and the right to assemble. Give me an example of where your freedom of speech or your right to assemble is being abridged.
There was a guy, because he was shot. This happened about 3 months ago. This is in Cincinnati, and this guy was kind of off his rocker a little bit, but his whole thing was he called radio stations all the time, and he was a real outspoken person, and he would always go down to address city council. And finally, somebody didn't like what he was saying and waited outside of city hall till this guy was done talking and killed him. Well, so he talked too much was the answer.
No, the answer was, did they catch the guy who did it?
Yeah, but...
Was the guy punished?
Well, but...
No, wait a minute, don't well me. Was the guy punished? In other words, was the law broken? Was
can
the guy's
punish
first...
somebody before was, they
was,
kill
was,
me,
was, was the guy's First Amendment rights trampled on? And was the and did the guy break civil law? And so did the guy get punished? Yes
what?
Or no?
No, in my opinion.
No,
because...
he didn't. Okay, did he do jail time?
Well, this guy has now been sentenced to 14 years in jail.
All right, then he
did
jail time. Then the guy who did the shooting did jail time, and I think that you would have a very, very hard time trying to go before a court or basically anybody else in the public and try to make, based on one shooting in Cincinnati, a case that in the United States of America, because of guns, you do not have any First Amendment rights.
Yeah, I can, because this is a record year. A record year of killings from guns, and basically
are all of the record killings from guns connected to free speech incidents?
No, they're for any reason in the world.
Well, then why can't you can't make a case that you have no First Amendment rights in this country?
What I'm trying to say is, Jay, I want to give you a choice. You can say what you want, but I can kill you. So, are you going to say it now? I mean, doesn't that
depress
free speech?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. I'm going to say it. There are a lot of things that can depress free speech if you allow it to depress it. But yeah, I'm going to say it regardless of whatever threat you want to make. I'm going to say it because I know there are laws out there that are going to protect me, that protect me against people like you who would threaten my life, and I have had my life threatened before for speaking out. And there are laws, and there were law enforcement to take care of the matter. And for you to get on the radio and to try to make a case that this blocks somebody's right to free speech, you know, is foolishness. It is absolute downright foolishness because of all of the gun cases in this country, of all of them, okay, you don't know that they are connected to somebody using their right to free speech. You don't know if it's connected to some other irrational incident. You don't know how many of those people are rational, how many of those people are sane. Look at the Amish shooting yesterday, the Amish shooting. Does that have anything to do with free speech?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, no,
not.
Of course not. All right, so then let's look at the Amish shooting. Let's examine it. Do you think that guy was mentally competent? Do you think that he was in his right mind?
It doesn't matter. He's
no,
got
it does
to have
matter.
A gun.
It does matter because he killed kids. Do you think that it does matter? So do you think that he was in his right mind?
It doesn't matter.
Do you think he was in his right mind, yes or no?
It matters not.
Do you think he was in his right mind, yes or no?
Maybe he wasn't. So what? He's entitled
so
to
what?
A gun.
All right, let me lay this out for you so you'll understand it. It does matter because there are not the conditions in this society, one of the richest countries in the world, there is not the information available nor the resources available for people who have those kinds of mental problems, and anybody that holds a grudge for 20 years and then acts out on it violently obviously has some kind of a mental problem. There is no way, shape, or form for them to adequately get help. Either they are stopped by their insurance companies or they don't know where to go because we don't have any discussion of this kind of thing. So therefore, what ends up happening is you're not going to stop it. And people who are hell-bent to do destruction because they have mental problems, guess what? They don't need a gun to do it. They can use other items. So you're taking it out on an inanimate object called a firearm when you have a societal problem here having to do with mental health. Thank you for the call. I mean, good God, it's as plain as a face on my as my face, and nobody can see it. Do I think that we should have unregulated firearm sales? No. Do I think you should be able to buy assault rifles? No. Do I agree with all of that? No. But do I agree with the fundamental Second Amendment right that yes, you can, you do have a right to bear arms if you have not broken the law, if you have not gotten into trouble, and I believe that right. And if you're going to defend the First and the Fifth and the Fourth, then you got to defend the Second. And the other thing is we have no degree of any kind of discussion in this country at all about mental health. And this has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. And we don't get to the root problems the root of the problems here. What we do is we dance around the peripheral instead of attacking the problem. And it's classic. It's classic in our behavior. We've been doing this forever and a day, and it's about time we stopped. And it's about time we sat down as the richest country in the world and had a discussion about health care in this country and had a discussion about mental health and to make mental health available and to get kids early on in their lives when they may have problems and to get those problems corrected, because if we don't do anything about it, what's going to end up happening is you're going to have more shootings, more random acts of violence, and more problems going on in this society, from child abuse to domestic violence. I mean, you name it, man, we'll be into it. Trust me. I think history's proven that out. All right, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And I don't know. Yeah, I get loud. I get excited about this. I get passionate about it because I believe in it so wholeheartedly. I believe that these tragedies that happen in this country, that they could be avoided. They could be avoided if we looked and started to look at mental health as being a real reason why people do things that are absolutely and completely wrong. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Keep the emails coming. Jerry@springeronthe radio.com. Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4000.
1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
Do you really know who you're voting for? Don't be fooled into voting for one of those lying hypocrites, scumbags. When you call in your vote on Dancing with the Stars, make sure you know the truth about some of the contestants. Why doesn't that football player come clean about his off-the-field behavior during the 90s? On the gridiron, he might have been going fast forward, but he never rewound the movies he returned to the video store. Is that the example you want your kids to follow? And what about that former kid TV star? Why did he shave his head? Wonder if he's been checked for any lice lately. Would you keep everyone else at risk by voting for him? And oh, that country singer sure sounds nice, looks pretty. But sticking up out of her purse, did we see the corner of a Dixie Chicks CD? And the rest of the contestants. You know they're all sleeping with the judges. They're all unfit to win Dancing with the Stars. Except for one. The one and only Jerry Springer. Internationally known television star. Former mayor of a heartland city. The man who's helped America see itself. When you vote on Dancing with the Stars, make it count. Send a message to those other candidates kissing up to corporations and big money. Vote for Jerry Springer.
I'm Jerry Springer, and I had nothing whatsoever to do with this message.
Paid for by the committee to keep Jerry looking like a dork for as many weeks as possible. Tucker Carlson, Chairman.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. Or instant message me at am760.net. And it's anything you want to talk about. Doesn't make any difference what it is. And we'll go to the phones. And we go to Kevin in Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm voting for Jerry many times today so I can keep you on national radio.
Well, I hope he wins. I hope he gets through it. Because, you know, as he said, it's the waltz and it's important to him. So I hope he does it.
Exactly. For the daughter's wedding. Jay, I wanted to talk about Marilyn Musgrave and the fact that she doesn't seem to be very vocal about this Foley incident. Now, she sends out campaign information that she wants to protect our children, and yet I haven't heard a word from her about this incident. Have you?
No, I haven't heard anything from her. Angie Piccioni, who's running against her, has called on Hastert to resign and step down. And Tom Tancredo, Mad Tommy Tancredo, who's in this area, is so busy meddling in the city of Denver's affairs that he doesn't have time to say anything about the leadership of his own party. And it'll be very interesting to see how many Republicans. I haven't heard anything from Rick O'Donnell. That's another one. It'll be very interesting to see how many Republicans across the country now want to stand up and want to change in their leadership, because most of them seem to be quiet, although some of them are not. I mean, Chris Shays has said anybody who is involved in this or had prior knowledge of it should resign. The Washington Times has called for the speaker to resign. There have been other conservatives who have called for the resignation of Dennis Hastert. So it'll be very interesting to see how many members of the GOP stand up and say that this was wrong and enough is enough, and that these guys engaged in a cover-up, or at least, if they don't want to say that, at least they should push for an outside investigator to come in and to see where all the dots are connected.
Well, Jay, Newt Gingrich was on Fox News talking about it, and he sounded like he was working hand-in-hand with the FBI investigating. He had so much inside information on it, and yet here's a guy that used to be Speaker of the House, seems to know more than the Speaker of the House is claiming to know, which is, kind of scary in itself. And the fact that he's making excuses for this guy, this is the Republican Party, family values, protect our children, gay marriage amendment people, and they're running its election year. They can get the microphone anytime they want it. And Senator Allard, Republican from Colorado, Marilyn Musgrave, Republican from Colorado, they're just silent. They go crawl in a hole somewhere, and it's just shocking that they don't speak out to protect our children and, make their point of view known.
Well, they don't have a lot of courage, I guess is what it amounts to, is they don't have a lot of courage to take on the leadership of their own party.
Melanie Sloan was talking about the fact that they allowed him all this time over the weekend to possibly destroy his hard drive and all that evidence that, the FBI is involved in this investigation, how they would allow him not to come into his house. Remember when the Democratic congressperson, they invaded his office and
Jefferson.
And confiscated. How come they didn't do the same with Foley? It seems like there's a cover-up at the highest level with this scandal.
I don't know about that. I just know that, as Paul Waldman points out, and you can read for yourself in Media Matters, that Hastert has changed his story several times, that Boehner has changed his story several times, that there is a question about Hastert and Boehner and Reynolds and about what they knew and when they knew it. And I think that they owe the American public an answer, and I think no matter where you live, whether you live here in Colorado like you and I do, or you live in Michigan, or you're in Illinois, or wherever you might be, I think that you need to take the time to call your congressperson, particularly if your congressperson is Republican, or your senator or senators if they are Republican, and I think you need to take the time to call and ask them why it is that they're not saying anything about the whole Foley matter, and that they're supposed to stand for some degree of leadership, and they're supposed to have a degree of leadership, and that they're always talking about morals, and they're always talking about family values, and that now is the time for them to either put up or shut up and say something. And finally, this whole idea that they didn't go after Foley because it would be considered gay bashing, the Republican Party has made a career out of gay bashing. Now suddenly, why would they get so timid?
Yes, Jay, and I endorse your idea of challenging all Americans out there that want to protect their children to call their representatives, their elected officials. They work for us, after all, and I'm going to, when I get done with this, I'm going to call my elected official, Marilyn Musgrave, and Senator Allard, and ask them where they're at on this, and we want a full investigation by independent counsel, just like they did with Clinton. Because Allard knows full well how that works, since he was so vocal against Clinton.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, Kevin.
Hey, Media Matters is the place to go. I go there all the time for information. Everybody else should, too.
You got it, man. I agree. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. It's 41 minutes past the hour. 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. And Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council last night on the Situation Room with John King on CNN made that same bloviated, ridiculous statement about gays and the so-called atmosphere. And John King just let him get away with it. Yep, the liberal media strikes again. Jay Marvin on for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Tonight, vote to keep Jerry dancing with the stars. 800-868-3411.
This is... Jerry Springer on the radio.
This is former Congressman Mark Foley. I am not a pedophile. I just have a drinking problem. I only ask young boys about their penal size and details of how they masturbate because I had a few beers. Fill me up with a bunch of Sprites and I'm as good a man as Michael Jackson.
We promise Jerry won't steal your comments and ideas from your emails.
Much.
Jerry@springerontheradio.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So traffic is being slowed through there. And we do have an accident off the highway in the southeast side of town at Parker and Orchard causing some delays. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, few scattered showers this afternoon, high of 76. Some fog developing overnight tonight with a low of 46. And then scattered showers tomorrow, much cooler, high of only 63. And that's where we are right now, 63 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for the best happy hour on the Front Range? Check out CB and Potts 250 or 250 off daily happy hour specials featuring beers, wine, and your favorite drinks. They're 250 off today at CB and Potts restaurants and breweries.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapahoe Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. They're making a difference for breast cancer awareness. That's the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler.
Marilyn Musgrave's campaign is built on two words, lying and hypocrisy. This is Representative Angie Piccioni. Marilyn lies and lies about my record. Marilyn, shame on you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You and your campaign know good and well I have paid back every single dime of my Colorado student loan. Every single dime. Marilyn, you are talking about a grocery bill and a Pizza Hut order while you ring up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. You help big oil companies ring up record profits while we pay record prices at the pump. No wonder Marilyn Musgrave was named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Shame on you. Marilyn, that's why we can't believe anything you say. You keep on lying about my record. I'll keep telling the truth about yours.
I'm Angie Piccioni, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. It's open phones. Whatever it is that you want to talk about. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. Listen, you hear this a lot on right-wing radio, and I'm kind of amazed that you're saying this, too. The Bill of Rights does not guarantee us the right to bear arms. What it does say is that we have the right to not own but to possess firearms as the part of a well-regulated militia. I'm not in one of those. I don't think you are. Most of us are not in a well-regulated militia. We have no constitutional right to bear arms.
Well, you and I would simply disagree with that, and I would disagree with that interpretation of the Second Amendment. I believe that we do have a constitutional right to bear arms.
It's not an interpretation. Words mean something, and in that amendment.
Show me a court ruling disputing what I'm saying.
Read the amendment. Why does it refer to in that amendment a well-regulated militia?
And you're not giving the rest of it. Read the whole thing.
I have.
Not reading it on the air is what I'm saying. You're only giving the part and the interpretation that you want. You're not getting into the whole thing. And I'll once again ask you to show me a court ruling about the Second Amendment that says that we do not have the right in this country to keep and bear arms.
Well, we disagree on that. You also said that we have the right of our free association, which we do have, according to the Constitution. No argument there. But if I own a business and want to join the Chamber of Commerce, I have the right of free association. In the same token, if I work for that same company and I want to join a labor union, I don't. All you have to do is say that word anymore, and you're out the back door, and the federal government will not stand behind you, generally speaking.
Well, it's very, very hard to at-will state. You're right about that. Nowhere did I say, though, that we have the free right of association. What I said was we have the right to assemble, and the point I was making to the caller was that his argument about his free speech being abridged by guns is a specious argument because it's not true.
You do
have the right to assemble.
Right.
The government also has the right to ensure the safety of citizens. Therefore, they can designate free speech grounds. I mean, these things have all gone to court. As far as the right to assemble, and as far as the right to unionize, and as far as all of those things go, I'm totally and 100% on your side. And to me. Union busting is a moral crime.
I agree. And all of you, next time you want to shop at Walmart, remember that. One final thing, a prediction on the election. The Republicans hold the Senate and the House, and I think Stalin said it best. You can vote for who you want to. That doesn't matter. It's who counts the vote and who owns the voting machines that we will be voting on, friends of George Bush and the Republican Party.
Well,
they did it in 04.
Yeah.
They did it in 2000. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, you know what my answer to that is? My answer to that is two things. One, vote absentee, which makes it harder. Two, that kind of attitude about Stalin and those kind of quotes, you know what that does? What that does is when people hear that on the radio, that depresses turnout. And, you know, that's just kind of like it's no good and it ain't it awful and it won't do any good anyway. No, vote absentee, but make sure that you vote. You've got 4 weeks left now, 3 weeks probably. So call your county registrar or your elections commission. Vote absentee. Make sure your vote counts, but make sure you get out and vote, because if you want to change this country, it's the only way to get it done. And pull your head out of your rear and stop your mournful attitude. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Jay Marvin on Springer on the radio.
Tonight, vote to keep Jerry dancing with the stars. 800-868-3411.
This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Get right through. Email Jerry at SpringerOnTheRadio.com.
You found the new home for the revolution. 1360 WSAI. The revolution.
M760. Progressive Talk. Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net.
Chapter of Littleton reminds listeners that each year thousands of older people are disabled by falls that result in broken bones. Many of those injuries could have been prevented. Make sure stairways and hallways are well lighted and bathrooms are equipped with grab bars and non-skid mats. This is from Life Care Center of Littleton at 1500 West Mineral Avenue. Call for information about their rehabilitation programs at 795-7300. That's Life Care Center of Littleton, where they care about the seniors of our community.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. This is no little postage stamp size dealership. I mean, they're huge. And the people out there, they're great. People like Tom and Marv Shear, Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Spanky Herrera, and Jim Monroe, and Johnny Mays, and the list just goes on and on and on. Plus, they got their matching down incentive going on, which saves you big-time money. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder Jeff...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
When the hurricane struck, you showed the courage to save lives. While the weather rained down, you displayed the heroism to risk it all. While thousands suffered, you exhibited the selflessness to heal others. But now that the waters have receded and the reconstruction has begun, you just may need to show the greatest strength of all, the strength to help yourself. The hurricanes have affected everyone. As a rescue worker, you were there for us. Now let us be there for you. Call 1-800-273-TALK. Trained and caring people are available to listen and to help. 1-800-TALK. The call is completely free and will always remain confidential.
Go! 54 minutes past the hour, Jay Marvin. In for Jerry Springer, the Springer on the radio. I want to say something about the last caller. He's entitled to his own opinion, and I'm glad he called up, and I'm glad Mark in Denver raised the opinions that he did. Even though we agree on some and disagree on others. But I have been getting this for as long as I can remember, both in sitting in doing national shows, this one and Ed Schultz, and also my own local show that I'll get callers occasionally who will talk about the integrity of voting machines and they lead you to believe that, you know, you can do whatever you want to do, but it's not going to count, and oh, woe is me, and I don't want to mischaracterize what Mark was saying. Yes, we know that there are trouble with the voting machines. Yes, we know that there are integrity issues with the machines across this country. No place do we have a bigger problem than here in the state of Colorado, because we've got a Secretary of State here, Gigi Dennis, who is a political hack, and there's been a scandal here that the machines were not certified and tested right. Nowhere. I mean, every place has got these problems. But you know something? This election is probably one of the most important elections of your lifetime or my lifetime. And we either have two choices here. We can sit on our rears and do nothing, and then the next day complain about, oh, God, ain't it awful, and sit on the radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, complaining about the Republican Party and George W. Bush, or we can get off our fat half moons and do something about it. Mary and I are voting absentee. Vote absentee. You've got time to request an absentee ballot. If you do it now, do it now. Make sure you vote. Talk to your friends about getting out to vote. We need complete and 100% turnout. Everybody has to vote. We need it. There are close races going on across this country. We have got to take back this country and change the direction, and we have to do it the American way, which is by going and casting your ballot. If you don't vote, if you subscribe to pessimism, then shame on you. You're going to get exactly what you deserve. Or your other choice is join the rest of us. Join those of us who want to go out and who want to make a change and who want to make a difference. You can do it. So get an absentee ballot now. Leave nothing to guessing. Get an absentee ballot. Do it now. Back tomorrow morning. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
CEO of Infinite Mind, I'd like to send you a free demo of The Secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. It shows you the secret that helps you read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To try this demo absolutely free, call 1-800-800-7996. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-800-7996. 1-800-800-7996.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can...